It will be up in Fairbanks, Alaska.
The president takes note of the vice president's hunting accident.
I'm satisfied with the explanation he gave.
Mudslide buries Philippines village, hundreds feared dead. And a good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn with the CBS World News Roundup. What a wacky winter. After record warmth in January, the snowblowers are digging through a foot of new snow in Wisconsin as a bitter cold wave punches through the Midwest deep into the southern plains. In Dallas,
it's gone from 80 degrees down to about 35 real quick.
It's too cold to ski in Minnesota, where they've canceled the annual state Nordic racing meet. And CBS News meteorologist George Cullen tells us
a good part of the country will have temperatures no better than zero today, and that'll extend from Wisconsin into Iowa, Nebraska, Wyoming, and Montana, and temperatures tonight will bottom out well below zero in over 20 states.
It's another indicator of global warming that's got some scientists worried about what could become a global catastrophe. CBS News reporter Vicky Barker in London has the story.
If all the ice on Greenland melted, it would raise global sea levels by about 20 feet. Until now, climatologists thought that could only happen if or when the world got much warmer. But now it appears Greenland's glaciers are melting twice as fast as they were 5 years ago. Climatologist Tim Lenton.
We all thought it would take at least 1,000 years to melt the ice sheet, but I have to say the new work suggests that it could melt as quickly as maybe a minimum of 300 years.
The worry now that Greenland may be approaching a tipping point, triggering even faster melt-offs. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is backing the conclusions of a UN report that the U.S. should close the Guantanamo prison as quickly as possible.
Charges have to be brought against them and be given a chance to explain themselves. And prosecuted, charged, or released, I think is something that is common under any legal system.
But the White House isn't having any, as we hear live from CBS's Peter Mayer.
The administration sees it as a rush to judgment.
It's a discredit to the UN when a team like this goes about rushing to report something when they haven't even looked into the facts. All they have done is look at the allegations.
Spokesman Scott McClellan insists the nearly 500 inmates at Guantanamo are treated humanely. The administration describes them as dangerous terrorists. Defense attorneys and human rights groups, though, say some of those held were simply at the wrong place at the wrong time, in Afghanistan and other trouble spots. Some have been held for more than 3 years. Years without facing any charges. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A setback in White House efforts to keep the controversial warrantless wiretapping program under wraps. A federal judge has ordered the Bush administration to release documents about the program or spell out what information it's withholding. On Capitol Hill, says correspondent Bob Fuss, a Senate committee has adjourned without deciding whether to launch an investigation.
Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee blocked any investigation into the NSA wiretap program for at least 3 weeks. Republican Chairman Pat Roberts says that's to pursue talks with the White House.
The administration is now committed to legislation and has agreed to brief more Intelligence Committee members.
But there's no agreement on any details, and the committee's ranking Democrat Jay Rockefeller says he doesn't think the administration is moving at all.
I believe this is another stalling technique.
Democrats and some Republicans have complained the warrantless wiretaps are illegal, and so is continuing to keep details of the program from Congress. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Bush speaks out on the hunting accident that's left Vice President Cheney's friend Harry Whittington in the hospital.
I think people are making the wrong conclusion about a tragic accident. When he was here in the Oval Office, I saw the deep concern he had about a person who he wounded.
Mr. Bush denies the long delay in disclosing the shooting is an indicator of an overly secretive White House. 4 minutes after the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we may see another tough ride this morning. You want to give yourself some extra time. Scrape off the windows, warm up the car, track it, and just take it slow because it is slick out there. Now, crews have cleared a really bad accident on 6th Avenue right around Wadsworth. It was shut down but has reopened recently, so things moving along fine there. Check and clear so far on I-25, I-70, and 225 around town. It's still pretty quiet on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. Turnpike actually moving along just fine as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, checking out the forecast, you want to bundle up because it is cold out there. Highs today only in the teens. We're at 7 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus, featuring four tire supersets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
CU Hoops on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Colorado women's basketball is back on the air Saturday night. Kathy McConnell Miller's Buffaloes take on Missouri in Boulder. This is Tim Smile. Coverage begins Saturday evening at 6:30. Join Carol Callen and me for Colorado versus Missouri. Saturday night at 6:30 right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The proud home of University of Colorado basketball. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
File, sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Charles Osgood. Investigators appointed by the United Nations say in a new report that the U.S. prison camp at Guantanamo violates international law, that inmates there have been subjected to what amounts to torture, and that the camp should be shut down and its detainees either charged and tried for specific offenses or let go. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan.
Sooner or later, there will be a need to close the Guantanamo, and I think it will be up to the government to decide and hopefully to do it as soon as possible.
More after this for Smart Balance. It's been reported recently that low-fat diets alone may not reduce the risk of heart disease or cancer. You know, regardless of the amount of fat you eat, it's fat balance that's important. Smart Balance Buttery Spread, popcorn, peanut butter, and mayonnaise give you the right balance of fats to help boost HDL, good cholesterol, and improve the good-to-bad cholesterol ratio. Check it out at smartbalance.com. Of course, taste is important, too, and Smart Balance has won 3 taste awards for its great buttery taste. Get with the Smart Balance program.
You know, I'm a busy gal who likes to travel a lot, so I'm not about to pass up a great deal. Thank goodness for Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels. You'll earn double stamps toward free nights with the Easy Choice Rewards program. And soon, the free nights are adding up faster than your husband can ask, "Honey, where are my keys?" Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for the best rate guaranteed. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 21 and 430.06. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
The White House says the investigators' report on Guantanamo Bay is a discredit to the UN.
The UN team that was looking into this issue did not even visit Guantanamo Bay.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan says they were invited to visit the camp and declined. Kenneth Roth of Human Rights Watch.
The U.S. never invited them to speak to the detainees. The Bush administration was only willing to invite them to a show tour where they could view the detainees from hundreds of feet away and not talk to anybody. That's not an investigation.
A few of the detainees have been charged, and several have been released, says CBS News correspondent David Martin.
Well, so far, only 10 prisoners have been charged, and they're relative small fry, people like bin Laden's driver. But we do know that, for instance, the man who was supposed to have been the 20th hijacker on 9/11, had he made it into this country, is down there. We also know that some of the inmates were just guilty of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so far, 187 have been released and allowed to go home.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
These people are combatants, so one could argue they could be held until the war is over. We have continued to annually review the status of each prisoner to determine if they are considered to still be a threat, and if they do, in fact, still have intelligence information. And if the answer is none of those questions, we release them.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
It's Midnight Madness at CompUSA this Friday. Get awesome deals throughout the store, like the Acer Notebook with AMD Turion 64 mobile technology, complete with DVD-CD combo drive for just under $700. Or get a sweet 17-inch Norwood Micro LCD monitor for just $179.99. Save a bundle this Friday at Midnight Madness from 6 p.m. to midnight. CompUSA, we got it, we get it. All offers after savings and rebates, prices vary in Connecticut, quantities limited, see store for details.
The Osgood File, February 17th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, the hour of power is, or I should say the hour of no power, is back on the air again. Good morning. It's 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It is cold out there. Man, is it cold. Ooh, geez, about 10 degrees when I came in here this morning. And James Holmes, who's a guy you probably, maybe you've heard of, he goes by the name of Homie, but he produces Ed Schultz's show. He and I have been firing emails back and forth over the last couple of days about the weather. And I sent him one last night that said, Well, sorry I bragged. 3 above 0 here overnight. So he apparently answered me late last night and sent me an email that said 32 below. I sent him an email back. Ouch, you win. All right, it's good to be with you this morning. High today, 16. The low tonight is going to be like -2, and we've got mostly cloudy skies today with flurries. So I don't know about you, but when I get off at 10 o'clock this morning, I'm heading straight home and staying in all day. No, that's not true. I'm going out to see my friends at Rockies. It's open phones here on this Friday. We haven't done like a straight Friday of open phones in a long, long time, so we're going to do it this morning. Just your phone calls at 303. 303-713-7600. I continue to figure out why I can't totally diffuse this cough. It's going away. It's getting less and less. It's not as bad as it once was, but it won't totally and completely let go. Anyway, 303-713-7600, anything you want to talk about this morning. If you want to pick up on what we were talking about yesterday, you can do that as well. If you want to get into something else, that's okay, because you know what? I got plenty of stuff to get into here this morning, as I always do. And I want to refer back to that Osgood report about Guantanamo. And, you know, the thing, and maybe it was in there and I didn't hear it because I was reading an email that somebody sent to me, but the thing that seemed to me to be left out of that report, that Osgood feature there, is, and to me, the whole point of Guantanamo is this. Not only am I suspect about the treatment of the prisoners there, and I think a lot of people are, including the UN report here, which is critical of it. But here's the thing. Since when, and I mentioned this on the air yesterday, since when does this country, I mean, since when do we work this way, where we jail people and we hold them without trial, and then we don't give them any due process, and then we turn around and we declare them as being enemy combatants, which gives them this kind of netherworld status, and then they just disappear. And their families have never heard from them. They have no right, they have limited right to counsel. We've had lawyers on here before. There are lawyers here in the Denver, Boulder area that are representing some internees, some detainees in Guantanamo. But they have virtually no rights. Now, stop for a second and analyze this for a minute. Now, and Mary said this to me yesterday, and it was so true, that being held in jail without representation, without good legal representation, not that the lawyers that are representing the folks that are there are not good, but their access is so hamstrung and so limited. Not having a right to due process, so you don't have a right to a speedy trial, okay? And some of those people have been sitting in there for 3, 4 years. What does that remind you of? It reminds you of the exact same thing that this country does when it points its finger at Cuba. And it says to the Cubans exactly the same thing. Bad legal representation, no due process, and yet we turn around and we do exactly the same thing. And the Bush administration seeks to discredit the UN report by saying, well, they never came to Guantanamo. But see, they've got the people who want to look into this, they've got them trick-bagged. Because the thing is, if they come, what they'll get is they'll get a show tour. I mean, they won't be told exactly what's going to happen. They won't be told what actually is going on there, is what I meant to say. And the thing is, if you take the human rights aspect of the treatment part out of this 54-page report, just take it out of there. Just ignore that. Go back to what I said in the beginning. Go back to what I said in the beginning about due process. Doesn't that remind you of a totalitarian regime? Now, I'm not saying that some of those people there are not dangerous. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is if you arrest somebody, if you capture somebody, and you charge them with something, then you give them a trial. I mean, it's as simple as that. Why is that such a big deal? You give them a trial. You give them a fair and speedy trial. You don't just hold them for no reason and just like silence. And there are reports, and I can't substantiate these, but I've read them in various newspapers overseas. English editions in various newspapers overseas on the internet, and it has shown up in some American publications. There are rumors, and I say that these are rumors, there are rumors that we're holding kids there in Guantanamo. I'm talking about 15-year-olds. Now, these are 15-year-olds who may be Al-Qaeda, maybe they're not Al-Qaeda, maybe they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But what about their families? Like, could you imagine that? Could you imagine if your son or daughter just disappeared and you have no idea where they are? I mean, I heard this on the news yesterday about Guantanamo. I commented it briefly about it on the show yesterday. You know, I see it now, hear it now this morning in the news, and I see it all over the wire services. And to me, I don't think that this is this radical of a position. I don't think that this is this crazy of a position to say, all right, you suspect somebody of being a terrorist, you suspect somebody of being an enemy combatant, fine. You arrest them, okay? You provide them with legal counsel. You provide them with a trial. You get, you know, a reasonably speedy trial. At least set up some kind of a commission to try these people. And then if you can't prove your case, you let them go. To me, that's as American as watching the Super Bowl, as waiting for the football season to start, as you and I getting together here on this radio station every morning. I mean, that's just American. I don't understand where you would have to be left, right, middle, non-political, whatever the case may be, not to understand this. You know, there's certain things that this administration does. And we're always accused, those of us who consider ourselves to be liberals or progressives, are always accused of you whine and you complain and then you don't have any solutions. And you know something? There are solutions here. There are very simple solutions. And the simple solutions are that we should do what this country is supposed to stand for. What this country is supposed to stand for is liberty and justice for all. What we do is we're supposed to do what we've been taught as kids, what we learned in school as kids about cruel and unusual punishment and about human rights and about due process and about justice, and you just apply it. And it doesn't make any difference whether you think George W. Bush is a great guy, whether you think that all liberals or progressives are nuts, whether you think all people on the right are crazy, whether you have no political opinions at all and the only thing you're looking forward to tonight is going out and just bowling or sitting down in front of the television with your kids, whatever the case may be, these are things that are as fundamental, you know, as the fact that the sun is going to come up here in about 45 minutes. And I can't, for the life of me, understand why this White House has this kind of response. And what it makes me feel like doing is it makes me feel like, and this is a very strong thing to say, but it makes me feel like saying to this White House, you know what, you're acting un-American. Because to me, I mean, I feel like it is un-American. All right, and you know what, you can talk about that or anything else I brought up, but I'll tell you, the two things that get me are the Gitmo thing and this deal that has been reached now with the Republicans once again copping out and not doing their job. And this accord that has been reached in the House and also in the Senate about an inquiry into the NSA spy wiretap stories. You know, these two things are, to me, are like the top of the news this morning. The top of the no power hour outrage meter. All right, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. We'll go to your calls coming up, 303-71.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Max Nights.
Don't you love the feeling you get shopping at your favorite gift boutique? Now you can enjoy that feeling shopping online at Teresa'sGifts.com. You'll love getting all your shopping done at their locally owned online gallery. Browse through all their gifts, from indoor decor to your favorite collectibles. You'll be amazed at the variety they offer. And since they're not a giant corporate site, you'll feel right at home. Visit Teresa'sGifts.com or click on the image in your media player for more info.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
With Rockies. And then we've turned our friends on to go to Rockies, too. There's just no better place to get more bang for your buck and deal with nicer people than Rockies Autos. And you can find out exactly what Rockies is about right now by going to RockiesAutos.com. And then if you see something you want, get in touch with the fine folks at Rockies. You can start with the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, or talk to Spanky or Roger or Colby or Donnie or just any of the people working at Rockies and ask them about the vehicle you want or go on down there in person. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on 25 years of business. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. As a matter of fact, I'll see you out there today. Rockies Autos.
Don't miss Denver's biggest pool table sale of the season. This weekend only at Brunswick Home and Billiard, in the Village at Flatiron Crossing, and the new location in Centennial Plaza, across from the Park Meadows Mall next to Wahoo's. This weekend only, take advantage of tremendous savings on all Brunswick pool tables and accessories. Everything in the store will be on sale during this special event at Brunswick Home and Billiard. You can save up to $1,200 on a free Brunswick Q-Rack. Plus, buy this weekend with no payments and no interest till 2007 on approved credit. Brunswick Home and Billiard is clearing out all the floor models and one-of-a-kind merchandise at unbelievable savings. Hurry to get your entertainment room ready for some round ball hysteria and to get the biggest savings of the year. Brunswick Home and Billiard, located just off the Boulder Turnpike in the Village at Flatiron, and the new location in Centennial Plaza across from the Park Meadows Mall next to Wahoo's. Brunswick Home and Billiard, where family entertaining comes home.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, let's start out with some Stones. Good move. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, the most compelling, controversial conversation on the radio dial. Okay, I don't know if that's true, but it sounded really good. Hey, check this out. AM 760, Progressive Talk, and the Larimer County Democrats are giving you a chance to bid on a seat at my table. Mary and I join us for this event. At the Larimer County Democrats dinner that's coming up Saturday, March the 18th. So if you want to place your bid now, do so. Go to am760.net, and you can sit with Mary and I and enjoy the evening's festivities. All right, open phones. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Greg, how are you?
I'm good. Long time haven't been able to talk to you.
Yeah, where you been?
Working. I'm in the George Bush economy, so every 2 to 3 months I end up out of a job. And I call you almost every week, and then I go silent for about 2 months.
I hear you.
But listen, I know you're going to do an episode later on today. I'm going to be listening to that while I'm at work about the Nation magazine and this article about blacks needing to go to or not sticking with the Democrats or whatever.
Yeah, we were going to do it, but I think that the word is that Mr. Mosley got tied up, so we're going to have to like try to do it at another time. But anyway, go ahead and make your point. I mean, talk about it.
Remember Lieutenant Governor Joe Rogers, who was a black Republican.
Whatever happened to him?
He was in office about 5 months before they got rid of him?
Well, did they get rid of him or did he step down? Now, you got to remember that I left shortly after Bill Owens became the governor, which, by the way, I voted for him, and I also was very, because I liked him as a person. I didn't necessarily agree with all of his policies, so whatever damage he's done, you can blame part of that on me. But I left and went back to Chicago because we had a parting of a ways here with a radio station in this chain, and so I don't ever know what happened to him. You have to tell me what went on there.
From the way I understood it, it was just something that they couldn't get together on, and he was forcibly pushed out. I may be wrong, but that's the way I understand it.
Yeah, because, you know, I wonder what the mechanism is for forcibly pushing out an elected official, unless you recall them or something.
Well, it came from within the administration, the Owens administration.
Unless he just all of a sudden stepped up to the table and said, okay, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore, and I resign.
Well, here's another thing. Lynn Swan missed 23 votes. He missed 23 elections.
Yeah.
He didn't vote in 23 different elections.
Yeah, well, you're talking about Lynn Swan, who's running for, you know, for governor, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, on the Republican ticket, as a matter of fact.
Right. How are they going to prop these people up and say, if they're only going to say, vote for me because I'm black and running as a Republican, then that's only affirmative action, one. Two, if these people have never had anything to say or do in the last so many years and suddenly they just show up and start running for office, you're not going to get faithful voters out of that. We vote issues. We do not vote race or skin.
Well, first of all, in Swan's case, I think he's running against Ed Rendell, who is the governor of somebody help me out here. I can't remember who's the governor of. I can't remember what state. I want to say Pennsylvania, but I could be wrong about that. Anyway, Swan is way behind in the polls. I mean,
he's way behind.
He's going to get his butt kicked. And you know what it is? It's simply because people can see it for what it is. I mean, you don't vote in like, look, everybody does. Everybody misses something. Everybody screws something up, okay? Everybody makes a wrong decision. Everybody does something on impulse that isn't right. Anybody who comes forward and says to you, oh, I've never made a mistake, like George W. Bush does on a constant basis, is not telling you the truth. But to miss that many elections, come on.
Yeah, you stand for nothing.
I mean, come on. Where were you all those 23 or 24 times?
With your name recognition, you could have done a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's part of it. And second of all, I think really good informed citizens, I think people who are really fair, I think you're right. I don't think they vote on skin color. I think they vote based on issues. I think they vote on basically where people stand and what they stand for.
And I think the Republicans still have that disconnect with black Americans because they think we only vote race.
Well, you could make the case, though, about the Republicans. Listen to this. You could make the case that the Democrats take African Americans for granted because they already have them, and the Republicans are at least honest and don't give a damn about them one way or the other.
Well, the reason is that the Democrats have to vote so solidly is because they actually do the work to earn the vote. Republicans won't make the attempts because they don't understand us as people, and they only look at us from a distance, and they make judgments and they come to their conclusions without getting to the substance of what it is that drives that community over there. And that's why they fail all the time, because they don't do the work. They don't roll up their sleeves to learn what drives us.
Well, maybe I should make this radical statement at 6:28 in the morning. You know, to me, a guy like J.C. Watts, and to me, African-Americans who are Republicans or who run as Republicans, to me, I find that to be just as weird as Jews that become Jews for Jesus or evangelical Christians. I don't get how there's some disconnect there that I can't put my finger on, and maybe I'm showing my prejudice. I don't know, but I just don't understand it, because I don't understand what's in it for maybe a shot at getting elected, I guess, maybe, but I don't know what's in it for going down that course, or as maybe somebody who is a evangelical Christian will call and tell me, well, Jay, the shot is a chance to go to heaven. Greg, good to hear your voice, man. I'm glad you called.
Hey, take care.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600. I've never understood that phenomenon. And you know what? I'm not going to sit here and get on the radio and claim to you that I understand everything that goes down. And we've had this discussion before, too. There are plenty of talk show hosts. You hear them on the air all the time. Man, they know everything, don't they? There are a lot of things I don't understand and don't know. I endeavor to try to understand and know, but I don't get it. I don't understand the whole relationship between African Americans and even Hispanics like Alberto Gonzalez who decide to... Well, I understand. Yeah, I do understand maybe some of it, because the Republicans shop all this culture crap and this crap about family values and about all of this stuff, and it's appealing. It's very appealing to Catholics and to Hispanics, and it can be, but they don't live up to it because they don't live up to it in the practice of the things that they do. But I don't get that. I don't get why Lynn Swann runs as a Republican, because he wants to be governor for some reason, and he can't run as a Democrat because Ed Randell is there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that is. And I think we all stray off every once in a while, as I did with Bill Owens, and I base that vote basically on the fact that I liked him, and I still do like him as a person. We kid around. We've had arguments here on this station. I don't agree with him, and love to debate him on everything about the GOP. Because the GOP is so messed up, and this Bush administration, I mean, their second term is so, it's a mess, isn't it? I mean, they can't do anything right. I mean, Dick Cheney, I don't want to bring this all back up again, but Dickney can't even go on a hunting trip without screwing it up. 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic, and then we'll take more of your phone calls. I got one line open at 303-713-7600.
Plenty of time this morning up north dealing with some trouble on I-25 northbound. Now shut down at Berthoud as crews are dealing with multiple accidents between Berthoud and Fort Collins. And then southbound I-25, seeing a busy ride coming out of Thornton Northland. Things will open up as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Now if you're off to DIA, your ride to the airport is trouble-free at the moment. Now around town, things starting to pick up a little bit on the diagonal. Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden and Foothills Parkway also filling in. Turnpike in pretty good shape as you head through Bloomfield and Westminster. Now looking at the forecast, it's going to be cold today. Wanted to bundle up before you head outside. Highs only in the teens. We're at 7 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus, featuring four tire supersets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down.
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
So, you didn't get DirecTV when we offered you a free four-room DirecTV system. And when we offered you free professional installation, you were a stone wall. So we raised the stakes by throwing in 3 free months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, and Stars. But somehow, you waited. Well, congratulations, because you've finally broken us. So now, we're giving you the whole package free. A complete DirecTV system with 4 receivers and installation free. 3 months of premium channels free. And now, a brand new DirecTV DVR recorder. That's right, the same DVR you've been eyeing in the store. Absolutely free. You played hardball, mister, and you won. Call us now to sign up. Get all your free stuff and rub it in a little. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-8006. Hurry, this whole package is yours free, but only for a limited time and for new customers. That's 1-800-600-8006. 1-800-600-8006.
I promise a new coat of paint.
Stain Master Carpet on every floor.
Guys, enough campaigning.
This President's Day weekend, coming to Lowe's for great values on the best brand names. Now through Monday, purchase any 1 gallon of Olympic Premium Interior Paint and get a $5 mail-in rebate, or 5 gallons and get $20 back. Also get 20% off all special order Stain Master Carpet. Discount does not apply to in-stock carpet.
Between now and the 20th, use your Lowe's consumer credit card on any purchase of $2.99 or more and ask for special financing for 12 months. See store for details.
Good values are important.
Hey, no debate there.
Another way Lowe's is improving home improvement.
Ready to save big? Come into the President's Day sale at Sears. Thursday through Tuesday, all home electronics are on sale. And save big on home appliances. Ready to hit the road? All tires are on sale. And check us out online at Sears.com for more great savings. But hurry, these deals won't be around forever. So come in Thursday through Tuesday to the President's Day sale. Get a big start at Sears.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 2/21/06.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
My God, somebody's got to be on the radio, so it might as well be me. 6:34, 26 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 16. Flurries. It's cold out there. If you're going out, bundle up. It's the hour of no power. Although, if you notice, and this is a good sign for those of us that are craving spring, and then, of course, summer, the sun's starting to come up a lot earlier. Look, I can just see a hint of a little bit of it now. All right, open phones at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Curtis in Longmont. Curtis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Curtis. How are you?
Okay, I guess. It doesn't do any good to complain, you know?
Well, why not? I make a living out of it.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling you, I really appreciate your show. You're bringing out, you know, you're bringing a good thing to the country because a lot of people don't realize how corrupt the government is.
Well, I think a lot of people are upset with the government. I think if you look at the public opinion polls, the way things are running now, I think a lot of people are upset with the Bush administration. He's only got a 39% approval rating. That's not very good. It was up to 41%, but it's back down again. And I think maybe people are starting to get hip to what this guy's up to.
Well, you know, if you're rich, it's okay to do things. Look at Robert Blake, Michael Jackson. You know, you look at all the... you know, as long as you got money, it's okay. You know, like if you're Dick Cheney. You know?
Well, I think you're bringing up two separate things there. First of all, the one about Michael Jackson and about Robert Blake and the rest of them. You know what that speaks to? O.J. Simpson. That speaks to the inequity in the justice system in this country. That those who have a lot of money can get better justice than those who have none. And then the thing with Dick Cheney is, yeah, right. You're right about that. I mean, is Dick Cheney going to get treated the same way the average American would get treated if you and I were involved in a shooting?
Right.
You know, would
you,
they?
You would have been different.
Sure. Would they come the next day to interview me, or would they, you know, grill me that night, or what would happen? Yeah, I think it.
Jail that night.
Yeah, I think it shows what George Bush's America is all about. I really think it does, and it's things that we have to fix. That's why the death penalty is wrong and should be outlawed.
Okay, one quick comment. You guys are doing the best thing I've ever seen. 7:60 a.m. should be heard, you know, not only in, you know, the armed forces, but overseas and, you know, everywhere.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks. Have a great day. Stay warm. I'm going to say that to everybody this morning. Stay warm because, man, it's cold out there. Let's go to Bob in Westminster. Bob, hi. You're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I've called you before, and I just kind of sit here because I've been following the Republican Party and all their machinations almost every day since about 1976.
Hmm.
And I'm very familiar being at DOL for all those years with everything that they've been up to, but that's another issue. I could probably go on and on. And I tried to send you an email, but it got bounced back for some reason.
I'll send it again. It shouldn't bounce back.
Okay, I'll get that.
You go to am760.net, and there should be a link in there to send me an email.
Okay, because I can share with you a lot of things maybe that you might or might not be interested in. But anyway, I just was musing how much things have changed since I was in Vietnam back in 1967-68. And with our battle with the Russians and how we've pretty much become them. And that basically, you know, let's not just compare Bush administration to Hitler. Let's look at the Stalinist era and Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, which I'm sure most Americans probably don't even remember.
I don't think we're that bad. I mean, I would say that there are troubling things going on in this society, that the checks and balances are being eroded, and I would say that justice comes at a price, and then if you're you know, sitting in Guantanamo, there is no justice, but I wouldn't say that we're as bad as Stalin. Stalin murdered millions of people.
Well, I'm not saying we are, you know, like them, but in certain respects, we're kind of, you know, to think that that couldn't happen here would be, you know, you'd hope that would never be the case. But one other thing, and I'll let you go, is that, you know, they say the Republicans are the Democrats are the party of no ideas. Well, I think that the Democrats are put back the fact that the GOP is the party of bad and suicidal ideas.
Well, I would agree with you that the Republican Party is the party of bad ideas, and the Democrats do have ideas, but the trouble is when you're in the minority, it's very, very hard to get those ideas out on a daily basis because you don't you know, you don't set the agenda on a day-to-day basis in the Capitol, or if you're, you know, you can even look at the state legislature, where if you're, of course, that's not the case here, but in a lot of states it is. If you're in the minority, you just don't set the agenda. But remember, we are only 15 seats away from the House of Representatives, and I can't remember how many seats shy in the Senate. And I feel extremely sorry for the President of the United States, for Dick Cheney, the Vice President, and I feel extremely sorry for the GOP if we ever get control of either one of those branches of government, because, man, then the party will begin, and the party will be at their expense. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate the call, and thanks for your service to the country. And that's really true, because right now we can't investigate anything, and we can't do anything. And a good example of this is, and this works right into something else that I started to talk about at the very beginning of the top of the hour. Leaders of the House Intelligence Committee said Thursday that they had agreed to open a congressional inquiry prompted by the Bush administration's domestic surveillance program, but a dispute immediately broke out among committee Republicans over the scope of the inquiry. Representative Heather Wilson, a New Mexico Republican and committee member, who called last week for the investigation, said the review will have multiple avenues because we want to completely understand the program and move forward. But an aide to Representative Pete Hoekstra of Michigan, who is a Republican, who leads the committee, said the inquiry would be much more limited in scope, focusing on whether federal surveillance laws needed to be changed and not on the eavesdropping program itself. So once again, these guys, the Republicans, rather than doing the right thing, and there were Republicans... There were Republicans who wanted Richard Nixon investigated during Watergate. But instead of doing the right and courageous thing, what do these guys do? They immediately move to cover the president's rear. And this is only going on in the House. It's also going on in the Senate. The Senate Intelligence Committee decided yesterday not to investigate President Bush's domestic surveillance program, at least for the time being. Now, this is Pat Roberts of Kansas. This guy is like the worst of the worst, okay? I believe that such an investigation is currently unwarranted, yeah, right, and would be detrimental to this highly classified program, Pat Robertson. And he's the chairman of the panel. So Mr. Roberts, his announcement signaled that the administration's eavesdropping program, would not be subject to Senate scrutiny, at least for the time being. Mr. Roberts said an agreement in principle has been reached with the administration whereby lawmakers will be given more information on the surveillance operation run by the National Security Agency. And here's what they're talking about doing. They're talking about changing FISA, which to me, you know, no, absolutely not. But this is what they're talking about doing. Changing FISA, rewriting it. The White House makes some BS promise that they're going to keep Congress more informed. So they're going to do that, and they're not going to look into whether George W. Bush and this White House broke the law when they violated FISA and the Constitution of the United States. So rather than do what they should do, what the Congress is supposed to be about, which is about checks and balances, what the Senate Intelligence Committee is supposed to be about, which is to oversee and to keep a watch on this country's safeguards and freedoms, and the police intelligence, they're just going to fold, basically. They're just going to fold. And you know something? It is outrageous and it's wrong. And it's wrong. And you know, paybacks are a bitch, is what they say. And I certainly hope in November we get our payback. I really do. Because as I said yesterday, this country is on the wrong track and there are no checks and balances here. And you don't have to be, you know, a graduate of the Harvard or Yale or a Rhodes Scholar or whatever. You can just be like me, you know, a brown bag toting middle-class human being here with a little bit more than a high school education to figure out that the things just are not right. 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, and it's open phones on this Friday. And I got one line open, and we'll take more of your calls coming up here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're seeing another tough one this morning, especially up north, northbound I-25. Shut down at Berthoud as crews deal with multiple accidents between Berthoud and Fort Collins. I-25 actually getting busy now, coming out of Thornton North Glen into downtown and through T-Rex. If you're off to the airport, your ride to DIA is trouble-free at the moment. And southbound 225, dealing with some heavy fog on the north end there near I-70. We are crowded as you make your way down into the tech center. Now, around town, things busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. The Diagonal and Highway 93 are filling in, and the Turnpike a little bunching now eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. On to the forecast, it's going to be cold.
Hey, guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
The week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
In 760, Progressive Talk and the Larimer County Democrats have your chance to bid on a seat at Ambassador Joseph Wilson's table during the Larimer County Democrats dinner on Saturday, March 18th. Log on to am760.net to place your bid now.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88. Or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com. Because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
Start your weekend off right with a little Midnight Madness this Friday night at CompUSA. Find fantastic deals on the latest technology every hour from 6 p.m. to midnight. It's Midnight Madness this Friday only at CompUSA. We got it. We get it. See store for details.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Don't waste another dime on energy bills. Odyssey Windows is the most affordable replacement window you can buy. Really. Go to odysseywindows.com or troubleshooter.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, the Kinks, Ray Davies, who's got a brand new solo album out, I noticed. Haven't heard it, don't know if it's any good or not. 647, 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 16, flurries all day today. By the way, that song is about a transvestite, is it not? Yeah, it is, isn't it? I remember when I was a kid, we used to have heated debates about that. Well, it's about a transvestite, man. Don't you get it? It's about a transformer. No, I don't get it. I love transvestites. I think they're great. We should have more of them in society. I don't know why I'm getting off on this. It's probably going to get me into trouble. 303-713-7600, open phones. Back to the phones. Let's go to Nate in Lakewood. Nate, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, I get a slew of things. I'm just going to ramble them off here, but... first off, Mr. Cheney, for him to admit that he had beers or a beer before hunting and when he shot his buddy there, Harry.
Right.
I mean, he must be on a ton of medication if he's got a rambling entourage with him.
Well, he's got a stent in his heart, and I wonder what kind of heart medication he takes. And then on top of that, I wonder if that has any, if alcohol has any effect on that. I'm not saying that has anything to do with the shooting. I was just wondering about his, you know, his physical situation and how that works.
But it's all interrelated. And for him to be drinking on all the medicine that I'm sure he's on is, for him to say, oh, well, I just had one beer. I mean, it's not, it just doesn't work like that. And anyway, then his comment in his press release there was the sight of Harry falling is something I'll never get out of my head or something like that.
Yeah, I'll never get over.
And then he goes and cuts benefits for all these veterans.
Well, you know it's funny you should bring this up. A guy sends me an email last night, and I told him I would use this on the air. He said, if Dick Cheney can make a statement that when he saw this guy fall after he shot him, that he'll never be able to get it out of his head. Can you imagine what a returning Iraqi veteran would feel who has seen numerous people being shot?
And dead.
Yeah.
And children blasted and moms blasted.
Yep.
And elderly and plastered all over the road.
I agree.
Whatever. And I just think it's just a belittling statement for him to go up there and plead, oh, me, you know.
Well, it's kind of trite, actually, isn't it?
It's terrible. And especially when he's a main factor in all those kids being over there having to go through this. And,
yeah, I would agree.
And I just hope everyone the luck over there that, you know, that they can keep their head together. But two other things is, of course, to change the FISA law after the infractions is a, it seems like it's a dead ringer. If he wasn't breaking the law, there'd be no reason to change FISA. And
well, you're right, but we'll see. We'll never get to that point. That's the problem here. We're never going to be able to find out because once again, the Republicans are going to block it. Once again, instead of doing the moral thing, which is go, okay, you know what? Spying on somebody without oath or affirmation, breaking the law that is written in there that's supposed to protect the civil liberties of Americans. Rather than looking at that, what they're only looking at is their own party and their own ass. That's basically what they're looking at.
Well, and it just comes down to being, in my opinion, un-American, which you kind of brought up a little earlier. But, you know, everyone's American first, and they're Democrat or Republican or Independent later. And that brings me to Salazar, who's been taking some heat lately. But, you know, Salazar, in his defense, you know, there's only like 29%. Fraud was like Democratic.
Yeah, but that's not a defense.
No, but he was voted in by a lot of independents.
Well, yeah, but
that's a little different view than the rest of us.
Then he should have run as an independent instead of you know turning around and running as a Democrat and then acting like something else.
Well,
I mean, introducing Alberto Gonzalez, voting for the bankruptcy bill. I agree.
That
just tell us where you're coming from. I mean, just be honest about it.
But he's done some strange things, but this is what politics is. It's the give and take. And has he given on some things that he maybe shouldn't have? Well, maybe. But ultimately, you know, that's what a congressperson does. They that's what they're supposed to do.
Well,
they're supposed to work across the line.
No, what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to represent their constituency. And what they're supposed to do is to not make promises that they can't fulfill. And what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to be able to take the heat from their constituents like you and I and others who said, hey, we voted for you. Of course, in my case, I wasn't here, so I didn't vote for him. But, you know, we voted for you. This is what you said you were. This is what you said you were going to do. And now you turn around and now you're going to do something else. I mean, you know, it works both ways. We have, you know, anybody who objects to what he's doing, we have as much right to raise hell as we do to shower praise.
Well, and I agree. But I'm just saying that... you know, there's like 30-some percent independents and 29%
Well, you know what? Then, you know what? He's gonna have to take reckoning of that when he comes up for re-election. But in the meantime, he ran as a Democrat, okay? And you know, and he sides at times with the worst of the worst. Of what the GOP is all about. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your time. All right, let's go to Larry in Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Larry.
Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you, too.
Just a couple things real quick. You keep bringing up, getting together for some kind of a burrito meeting with all of our Hour of No Power.
Yeah, it would only be for those people that are here between 6 and 7.
I think that'd be way cool. You know what I would love? I'd love to join you guys. I think it'd be way cool if everybody had name tags. I'd like to meet for instance, Mr. Nate, you just talked to, I'd like to meet some of the callers because just very interesting people who call repeatedly.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm going to see if I can put it together.
That would be great.
I mean, the way I envision doing it is outside the purview of management. And everybody has to pay for their own lunch, too.
That's fine.
Since this is a low-budget show.
That's fine. And everybody can bring their own favorite hot sauces.
That's right.
Hey, real quick, the other day you had a gentleman on talking about FEMA.
Right, yeah.
And I just wanted to say, here's a Democratic idea, and that is the total reverse of neoconservatism. And that neo thing is Grover Norquist saying, shrink government down to where you can drown it in a bathtub. And I really think that's sort of thematic exactly what happened in New Orleans. We saw the government being drowned along with a lot of other people. I just think a basic democratic idea is the government, yes, is a good way to have a safety net for American citizens. What happened with FEMA, what happens with a lot of the federal agencies, they have the neoconservatives led by Bush, they despise federal government, they treat it, they mock it. They put their cronies, they put in places of power, they put unqualified people like Brown in places of power, and when it hits the fan, they take a hike, basically. Here's one democratic idea, which is good, and that is we do need a federal government. We do need a strong federal government as a safety net, and these clowns are walking away from
that responsibility.
Well, I agree.
Look at the latest situation with NASA. Where they catch that guy in NASA, who fudged on his resume, who was sitting on the leading climatologist at NASA, so he's forced to resign because he put something on his resume that wasn't there. Well, what's his background? Well, his background is that he worked on Bush's campaign and that he was a some kind of
It's a joke.
He works some kind of inside the GOP machinery, and so he gets this plum job.
It's a joke. When it push comes to shove. Case in point, New Orleans, it hits the fan, and then they walk away.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100,000%. I mean, the government, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I imagine if you sat down, if some news agency sat down and had the time and the resources to do this and went through and did a complete audit of everybody who held all these jobs, management or upper management jobs, in the federal government. I wonder how many of them would turn out to be campaign contributors. I wonder how many of them are there because of who they knew and who they gave money to as opposed to how qualified they are to really do the job.
Oh, Lord. Lord help us. Hey, I got to run.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Take care, Larry.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you later. Let's start out with Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. We'll start, and if we run up against the clock here, I'll put you on hold because I know you've been on a while. Go ahead.
Okay. I think that Salazar should go ahead and have that thing with Bush at NREL just because NREL is one of our treasures, and that's an important part of our state.
Even though the funds are going to be cut to it?
Well, that's the irony, of course, is it's a photo op, and then they get, completely squashed. and that's another issue. But I wanted to say about the Democrats getting progressives into the party. It's just going to take time. I know that there's Democrats at the top that are, kind of elitist and like to run the game their own way, but if we work at it long enough, like the GOP did to get the neocon crazies in power over 20 years or whatever, if we just support our actual progressive candidates at a local level and run them on up, and they'll start getting name recognition.
You know what? I mean, that's it. You got to get involved in all those committees, contribute money, get people who run, and you're absolutely right about that. And I'm still getting emails, and I'm still fencing back and forth with people off the air about the whole thing about third parties versus the Democrats. And, Steve, you bring up really great points because you're right. Karl Rove and those people and the neocons, they were Grover Norquist and the others, they did not control the Republican Party 30, 40 years ago. They've worked very, very hard to get where they are. Thanks, Steve. I got to run, man. Appreciate
okay.
it. Okay. Have a good day. Bar open lines now, 303-713-7600. Open phones will continue. Don't go away.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
142-1-800-500-1142.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken,
Ed Schultz,
Randy Rose,
The Majority Report,
and Mike Malloy.
Your progressive station.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A fresh reading on the economy is out. Pocketbook News, live to Washington, and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Higher power and food bills, along with increasing costs of big-ticket items, are driving wholesale inflation. Overall prices at the wholesale level increased 0.3% last month. That's the fastest rate in a year. Overall energy increases were offset, though, by a drop in gasoline prices. AAA now reports the price at the pump has slipped below $2 a gallon in some places. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, much of the country is rediscovering something called winter. A foot of snow on the ground in Milwaukee, bitter cold across the northern plains, and high wind power outages in Michigan and Indiana. Tim Patriga with Consumers Energy in Michigan says tens of thousands of customers who've lost service will have to be patient.
You have to get to each location. You have to make physical repairs. Sometimes you have to have tree trimming crews come ahead of you just to clear the areas so that you can go in and make the repairs.
KFGO's Don Haney tells us it's 21 degrees below zero in Fargo, North Dakota.
It's so cold that the diesel fuel in the semi-trucks has gelled up. There's some semis that have stalled.
So cold in Bemidji, Minnesota that schools are closed. Transportation Director Greg Liedl.
You can just feel that coldness in there. Everything creaks and makes sounds, and it's just cold out there.
But no snow in Dunbarton, New Hampshire.
Looking out the front of my store now, looking at my green grass, wondering when the daffodils are going to come up.
Local skiers have been forced to the slopes of Canada. In the Philippines, a mudslide after days of heavy rain may have killed as many as 200. 1,500 people are reported missing. Climate scientists have found that big glaciers in Greenland are dumping twice as much ice into the Atlantic as they did a decade ago. Oxford University professor Norman Meyer says it's not cause for alarm, but it is cause for concern.
If we allow the Greenland ice sheet to keep on melting, and also from Antarctica, the time will come when large portions of Florida will disappear permanently.
The scientists say that wouldn't happen for at least 300 years. And the weather is a big story at the Olympics, too. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest from the Winter Games.
For the first time in these Olympics, weather is causing some problems today. A portion of the women's alpine combined had to be postponed. The combined event includes one downhill run and two slalom runs. The downhill run was the one that had to be delayed because of high winds. They will still try to get the slalom runs in later today.
A disappointment for U.S. Olympians. Lindsay Jacobellis won the silver in the women's snowboarding cross after falling right before the finish line. Tanya Frieden of Switzerland took the gold. President's Weekend edition of Parade magazine will list eight women in an advocacy group considers presidential timber. Secretary of State Rice, Senators Clinton, Hutchison, Collins, and Snow, Atlanta Shirley Franklin, and Governors Janet Napolitano of Arizona, Kathleen Sebelius of Kansas. S&P futures down a fraction. This is CBS News.
There were dark days of tax preparation, my friends, where you had to run around, get forms, or go to a franchise tax store and pay through the nose. But those days are over. There's this thing called the Internet and this website called TurboTax.com. Now you don't go to your taxes come to you. TurboTax asks you simple questions and fills out all the right forms. It checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate. Now that's what I call progress. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Dave, you can't sit outside on the window ledge with your laptop. We're on the 19th floor.
I can't sit next to Bob. He looks terrible.
Dave, try my Emergen-C. The powder in the little packet's loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
Oh, it's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost. Now, Dave, please come back inside.
I will, for a few packets of your Emergen-C. Besides, I think that pigeon just sneezed.
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, you want to give yourself plenty of time this morning, warm up the car, scrape off the windows, and just take a slow because it's slick out there. Now, up north, that's our trouble spot northbound I-25. One lane has reopened as crews are working to clear multiple accidents and spinouts between Burford and Fort Collins, so expect a slow go during that stretch. I-25 loaded up southbound as you head out of Thornton Northland into downtown, and then we're just crawling through T-Rex. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, running heavy now from Sheridan on over. Southbound 225, looking at brake lights between Parker Road into the Tech Center and the Turnpike, seeing the usual jamming in both directions for Bloomfield and Westminster. Now on to the forecast. Going to be a cold one today. Highs only in the teens. We're at 7 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus, featuring four tire supersets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
What if your child were serving life without parole? Even worse, what if they were wrongly convicted? Attend a free showing of the powerful prison documentary, Juvies, February 22nd at 6:30 in the Science Amphitheater on the main campus of Denver's Regis College. Call 720-314-1402.
Start your weekend off right with a little Midnight Madness this Friday night at CompUSA. Find fantastic deals on the latest technology every hour from 6 p.m. to midnight. It's Midnight Madness this Friday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, it's Friday morning. Good morning. Good to have you along. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 16, mostly cloudy with flurries. It is cold out there now. What is it, about 13 degrees out there, 12 degrees, something like that? Ooh, boy, if you're going out, bundle up. 303-713-7600, three open lines. And it's open phones this morning, as we usually try to get in every Friday morning. So it's anything you want to talk about, including anything we've gone over this week or anything new that may be on your mind. And I was thinking about that conversation about Salazar with Nate. You know, one thing is for sure, and maybe this is another way to look at it. And as I said yesterday, I like to do this a lot on the air, speculate. Okay, and you would have to tell me this. But I would assume that if Pete Corzine had won, it would have been worse. So you're not always going to get what you want out of Ken Salazar, right? I mean, you just don't. You don't get what you want out of anybody. Because as I said yesterday, nothing is 100%. So if you get somewhere between 70, 75, and 80, and 85, that's pretty good. So what I guess the thing you do is you praise Ken Salazar when he does something that you like. Because why not send those emails, and why not send those letters as well, or call his office? And then, you know, if it's something that you don't like that he does, well, then you email him about that. And, you know, you call his office. I mean, if there's some important vote coming up, something important going on, like with the whole Leduc confirmation. I don't know about a lot of you, but I sent emails to him. And I sent emails to Allard, too, even though I knew that with Allard, he'd just blow it off. But I sent him anyway, because I wanted my voice to be heard. So if you don't get what you want, at least you try. And, as I said to Nate, I mean, the job is of an elected representative is to represent the people who elect them, and then also to take praise and take scorn when praise and scorn is warranted on the part of the electorate, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. So we do happen to operate in a system, you know, that we are in a system of the lesser of two evils. I mean, a lot of times that's what you end up getting. So, what are your choices? Well, your choices are you can just try to make lemonade out of lemons. So when Senator Salazar does something you don't like, you send him an email and you tell him. And then if, you know, or you call his office. And if he does something you do like, then you tell him too. I guess that's, you know, that's, I don't guess. I mean, that's the way it works. Because, what were the choices at the time?
I mean, that's pretty much the whole thing. What are the choices at the time? What choices do you have at that particular time? And that, you know, we've been having an ongoing debate here about this, and when it comes to Bill Ritter, when it comes to, you know, all elected politicians, and that you're not always going to get 100% of what you want, but if you get, I figure if you get between 75 and 80, and you know, and if you disagree with me, I mean, you can tell me this, but if you get between 75 and 80, or even 90, then you're extremely lucky. And so it gets back to the fact of when you get into a primary situation, as we've talked about the last couple of days, you vote for the person in the primary who you choose, but then the nominee of the party, I mean, is the person you vote for, right? Because you obviously don't want to vote for the person from the other party. I mean, you don't want to vote GOP. All right, here's a story that I want to bring up, which it's open phones, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600, and this really disturbs me. FBI officials are working with local law enforcement agencies to investigate attacks on Muslims and on a Muslim mosque in Hamtramck, Michigan. An incident Sunday is the most recent in a spate of assaults on Islamic individuals and places of worship in the Detroit area. A group of boys around the age of 15 threw shoes at mosque members while they were praying. What kind of parents raise kids that at 15 they throw shoes at people going to a mosque to pray? Teenage boys, sometimes in groups of five or six, have been harassing members of a large mosque daily in recent weeks, including several muggings in the past 2 weeks. Boys have thrown rocks at the mosque's windows and, in one instance, struck the mosque's imam. Now, no worshippers were injured on Sunday or during any of the other incidents. Man, oh man. So the FBI is sending agents out there to investigate. And good. I'm glad they are. Detroit Metro ranks as the fifth nationwide in the number of Muslim residents, according to the Michigan chapter of the Council of Islamic Relations. About 600,000 Muslims live in Michigan, nearly 500,000 of them in the southeastern portion of the state. Boy, attacks on Muslims, you know, so wrong. And people who are part of mainstream Islam, rough. And I think I told this story on the air before, but if I didn't tell it, you know, I should. And if I did tell it, it's too bad. I'm going to tell it again. I had, you know, at the height of the whole 9/11, the whole debacle, the whole 9/11 tragedy, and then the lead up to the war in Afghanistan and all of that. I had, when I was working in Chicago, I had a Muslim producer. She was Palestinian. And I worked with this right-wing co-host who was extremely insensitive and used to make these terribly insensitive remarks about Muslims. I mean, and would reduce this woman to tears. This woman would be in tears. She'd be so hurt. And she was mainstream Islam. She was not an extremist. Her family, they were not extremists. They were hardworking, play-by-the-rules people who had come to this country to make a better life for themselves, had become American citizens, educated their kids in American schools, but their religion happened to be that they were Islamic. And man, she would start in on this. And it got to be one of the many bones of contention that made coming to that job every single day extremely hard to do that to somebody. And my heart really, you know, goes out to people who believe in Islam in this country and around the world, because they're getting tagged by these extremists. And we do that. We do it by human nature. You know, we lump people together. I mean, I'm guilty of it sometimes. And sometimes I don't make myself clear enough. You know, when I talk about the difference between the ultra-right Christian wing of the Republican Party and these ultra-right evangelicals as opposed to mainstream Christians. And there are also left-wing Christian evangelicals, too, by the way, if you read that Jim Wallace book, which is a marvelous book. And I really believe, I used to be very, very down on religion, but I believe that religion does have a vital role to play in American life and can be great. But it's like anything else. You take it to an extreme, and then it becomes ugly. But we do have a tendency. We have a very big tendency in this country to lump everybody together, to say, okay, you know what, these are Christians, these are Jews, these are Muslims. You know, damn these Arabs, damn these Muslims. And we get into that whole thing, and it's, man, how wrong is that? You know, and Ann Coulter, who's always makes Media Matters list all the time, and also is cited by the Oberman, you know, by Keith Oberman in his Worst Person of the Day award towards the end of the show. I mean, she's extremely guilty of that.
I mean, she does it a lot, too, calling them jihadist monkeys and talking about, you know, Muslims' personal hygiene habits. And it's like, you know, what drives that? You know, why is that okay? Why is that all right? And I've never understood the idea that we can't live, you know, for the most part in an all-inclusive society, that we can't, you know, worship's not the right word. What am I looking to say here? That we can't respect and like and be enthralled by people's uniqueness. Instead, we have some kind of overwhelming human compulsion that, man, everybody has to be alike, and everybody has to be, and you have to believe as I believe. Now, you know, you get into a discourse with somebody, you get into a discussion with somebody, you get into a passionate discussion with somebody, yeah, you know, you're going to get loud, tempers are going to flare. But it doesn't mean that you would absolutely, unless the person is extremely abusive to you, it doesn't mean, I mean, you don't hate them because they don't see things the way you do you? I mean, you seek somehow to persuade them, but you don't have to totally agree with them. And there's got to be room here for everybody. So, you know, if Muhammad is a prophet and Allah is God, I mean, and that's what you believe, why is that wrong? You know, I've never understood that compulsion on the part of people to say, well, okay, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to be there. I'm going. You're not. You're going to burn in hell. And unless you follow my road, you won't get there. I mean, I really, really, really dislike people like that. You know, I really do. Don't you? And so what kind of parents teach their 15-year-old kids to, like, pick on people who go to mosques and worship? And not only does that, you know, play bad for the Detroit area, but it also plays bad around the world for us, too, in the United States. Because, you know what it does? It makes radical Islam's case that we don't particularly like and or respect people who believe in Islam. And it brings back all of those old, all that old crap about the Crusades and, you know, all that stuff. And it's like, man, can't we in some way, shape, or form get over all of this? Maybe it's asking too much. Maybe it's just human nature. Maybe it's just mankind. Looks like there's a little bit of snow falling out there this morning. Anyway, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Three open lines. Hope you're not freezing to death out there. But the phones are usually quiet, too, this morning, which is as of late. But it's Friday, it's the weekend, and whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll do it here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a tough one this morning. Those roads are slick, so you want to give yourself plenty of time. Now up north, that's the trouble spot as crews have reopened one lane of northbound I-25 between Berthoud and Fort Collins. Still trying to clean up a bunch of accidents and spinouts along that stretch, so it's going to be a slow ride for you. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 104th right into downtown. Then we're just crawling through T-Rex. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, expect a slow go from Sheridan on over. Southbound 225, a little sluggish into the Tech Center and the Turnpike. Seeing the usual bunching in both directions as you make your way through Bloomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast today, going to be cold. You want to bundle up. Highs only in the teens at 7 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Audi's Rogue Gripping Quattro all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need no matter what the weather brings. Get exceptional lease values on all Audi models equipped with Quattro all-wheel drive. Visit your Denver area Audi dealer today.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669 or go to callbestinclass.com.
7:18, 18 minutes after 7 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. Stay warm this morning. Hey, you know what? If you want to find out about Rocky's Autos and hey, too much going on today to traipse out there now, to go out there now. You know what you can do? You can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Not only get a full look at the selection, the marvelous selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, but you can also pre-qualify for a car loan and see their business philosophy online. Then, once you see that Rockies has what you want, then you can go out there and you can start to get one of the best deals you'll get along the Front Range, because Rockies is the place to get the most bang
for your buck. Rockies is going on 25 years in business, and you don't stick around that long without doing something right. And one of the things that Rockies does right is they're concerned about you, they're concerned about how you feel, and they're concerned about taking care of you when you go out there and look for an automobile. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they're family-owned and operated, and they've been that way since 1982, and they would love to welcome you into the family. And also, don't forget that every automobile out of Rockies is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So get out there, see my friends at Rockies, but start your journey to Rockies and unique automobile buying by going to RockiesAutos.com. Then get out there and see them at their convenient location. You can't miss it. It's got a big sign out there. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies Autos.
Don't miss Sunday afternoons on Lifetime.
Action.
Movies, movies, movies.
I've never been more turned on in my life.
Every Sunday afternoon, Lifetime has your movies.
I can handle it.
At a time that belongs to you.
Are you serious?
You earned it. You deserve it. And it's all topped off by the U.S. television premiere of a brand new movie you won't see anywhere else.
This is beyond perfect.
Don't miss Sunday afternoons on Lifetime. It's your time. They're your movies. Only on Lifetime.
Top three reasons I'm celebrating President's Day with a paintbrush. Number three, the votes are in, and it's unanimous. We're painting the den. Number two, it's time to trade in Colonial White for Cherry Tree Red. And number one, I'm saving $20.
Through February 20th, get $20 off 5-gallon buckets of Behr interior and exterior paint, waterproofers, and stains. And $5 off 1-gallon cans, only at the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Valid by manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning. 720, 20 minutes after 7. Oh, man, Van Morrison. Jack this up.
Do your best.
Yes.
Take 5 money.
I love this song.
5 money.
Man is the man. High day 16, mostly cloudy. There's flurries going on out there right now. Jay Marvin, good to have you along here at AM 760. One line open at 303-713-7600. And let's get on the phones here, and we go to Dottie in Broomfield. Dottie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Dottie.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I'm here to make an announcement, but let me just add an aside to preface that. The city you were talking about with the Muslim attacks in Detroit, it's outside of Detroit, is called Hamtramck.
Oh, Hamtramck. Okay, thanks.
Right, right. And I was born in Detroit, so I kind of know that.
Oh, well, good. Good for you. Well, listen, I need all the information I can get.
That's fine. Some of these words are really hard to figure out some of these names how to say. What I'm calling about is just to let your listeners know that the North Metro Peace Vigil, in spite of the weather, will be on the corner of 92nd Avenue and Sheridan in Westminster tomorrow, Saturday the 18th, between 11 a.m. and noon, and we will be holding signs indicating that we are in favor of bringing the troops home now, and their being there is causing more harm than good. We would invite people to join us if they're willing to bundle up and brave the weather.
It's only going to be 25 out. That's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not really bad.
No.
Just put a good winter coat on.
And partly sunny skies, so it's not going to be too tough.
Right. It was a little cold last week, but we didn't feel it. We were fine. It's not going to be that much colder tomorrow, so. And it's the time of the day when the sun is probably going to be shining, and it warms you up. And the spirit of what we're there for keeps us warm, too.
You got it. All right. So, what time does it start?
Okay, 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
Until noon, on the corner of 92nd and Sheridan in Westminster, which is very near the 36th Turnpike exit and Sheridan exit. And we invite people to join us and or at least drive by, wave, thumbs up, honk your horns. I can't tell you how much it boosts our morale and spurs us on to have people honk their horns and wave at us.
All right. Well, if I'm out and about and in that area tomorrow, I'm going to drive by and lay on my horn.
Great, Jay. Make sure we see you then.
Okay, I'll pull over. You want to pull over? Roll down the window and go. Here I am.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Dottie, thanks. And you're welcome to call every week about this.
I've been doing that.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Sure. See you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Mike on a cell phone. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, Jay, what's your take on the Muslim intolerance of these Danish cartoons?
I think that it's extremists involved in it, and I think that there are Arab states that are exploiting it and using it to hide other problems that they have, most notably lack of human rights, lack of freedoms, and economic troubles. And then I also think
that one of the things that's not widely reported in the American media is that the Danish newspaper that published all of these is an extremely conservative, very right-wing publication. But I don't think it's right, and any more than I think that it's right that that the protocols of elders of Zion is widely taught in a lot of Arab countries, which is very, very anti-Semitic.
Okay, so just as we should show tolerance to Muslims in this country, they should also show tolerance to Christians and the Western viewpoint. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I think they do. I think mainstream Muslims do show tolerance. I think mainstream Muslims have been quoted as being against the riots and have thought that they are wrong. But you know what? They're not the ones that get the ink. The ones that get the ink are like the cleric this morning that is offering $25,000 to anybody that will kill one of the cartoonists. That's what the news media will pick up on because that's the extreme. That makes headlines. That gets ratings. That draws attention. But the mainstream Muslims who either have denounced this stuff or are basically people that are just like you and I who are getting up trying to make a living and trying to get by in life, they're never heard from.
Yeah, I suppose that's correct. But
no, I know it's correct. Not suppose. I know it's correct.
Well, you say that the mainstreams aren't getting the ink. It's the extremists are getting the ink. But the extremists are also killing many, many people. This is real news. This is not just a free
government. Well, yeah, but I understand that. But you know what? Here's the deal. Don't call and try to set up a trick bag situation. Don't ask a rhetorical question, then when I give you an answer, then you try to jump over into something else. The point is, there are mainstream Muslims out there, there are mainstream believers in Islam, in the Middle East and in Southeast Asia, who have come forward and who have said that this stuff is wrong. Want a simple solution to this? Want a simple answer? Are you going to work right now?
Yeah.
All right, then sit down at your computer and Google it up, and those people will come up. You know,
okay.
It's only the extremists. It's like the squeaky wheel gets
the
grease.
Why are there so many extremists?
Because there
why are there so many extreme Muslims?
How many extremists do you need? 1,000, 20,000, 30,000? How many? What's the Muslim population in the world, worldwide?
Okay, it's like 1 billion.
All right, so take 10% of that. How many people would that be?
You got 100 million.
All right, if you take 10%, does that represent the other 90%?
Jay, all I ask is why are there so many extremist Muslims? I think that there are probably 20% extremist Muslims. I think there are probably 1% extremist Christians. Why are there so many extremist Muslims?
You want to know something?
Muslims?
No. I disagree with you on your figure about extremist Christians, and I'll also tell you...
When was the last time that a Christian had a stand in a fatwa out on an author, as Ayatollah Khomeini did for Salman Rushdie?
Pat Robertson stood up here probably...
He is not the leader of a Christian country.
You know
not
what?
The leader of
I
a
am
Christian
not,
nation.
I am not going to get antagonized into this. The point is, Pat Robertson is the leader of a lot of people. He is a radical Christian who recently here, in no less than 4 or 5 months ago, called for the assassination of Hugo Chavez. Is that right or wrong?
He is not the head of
That's not what I ask you. I ask you, is that right or wrong?
I say it's wrong.
All right. What is your point? What is your point? All right, name me a leader. Name me a leader of a Muslim country that has called for the assassination of the cartoonist.
Ahmadinejad.
One in Iran. That's one guy in Iran. Out of how many Arab nations are there?
He happens to be the president of the country.
Out of how many Arab nations are there?
20.
1 out of 20 makes your case.
5%.
So what is your point? What's your case?
My point is that there are many more extremist Muslims than there are extremist Christians.
You know what? I'll tell you something. Per capita, I would dispute that.
You would?
But even if
you rather
live in
a Christian country or a Muslim country?
You know what? It has nothing to do with where I'd rather live or not. There are extremists on both sides, and your idea of calling up here and trying to grind an axe against Islam using extremists as an example, you know, it's as far as I'm concerned, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. And I would challenge you to go home. I would challenge you to go to your job today, and I would challenge you to do two things. I would challenge you to, one, Google mainstream Islamic leaders and see what they've said about this, and then go through and go to the Southern Poverty Law Center and other organizations that monitor extreme right-wing Christians and look at what they have said and compare the two, and you will see that extremists on both sides are extremists and that they are wrong. Thank you for the call. Good Lord. You know, I can smell that crap coming a mile away. I can just whiff it, baby, because there are extremists on all sides. And extremism is wrong. Clint, on a cell phone. Clint, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to counter what that guy was just saying. I myself am a Christian, and I know a lot of Christians who have extremist views towards other religions. And
I would agree. I run into them all the time.
Oh, yeah. And they, you know, honestly, Jay, they're not even really Christians to me. Because Christianity, as well as Islam, as well as Judaism, they're all very similar, and they all preach the same thing for people who really follow them, and that's toleration, understanding, acceptance. That's what Christ was really about. He's about toleration.
Yep. You know what? I would agree. And the Bible is very misquoted and very mistaught, and so is the Quran. Yeah. And there's going to be people in life that are going to be like that, but to try to start grinding that axe towards, you know, mainstream Muslims who have done nothing wrong, and for not to see things that the way they are, and is just, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm going to get heated about it, and I'm going to totally and completely reject it. And I have been, personally, I have been a victim of extreme Christianity. I've been a victim of it both in my job. I've been a victim of it in my private life. I've been a victim of it growing up as a kid. So no caller is going to call here and tell me that that doesn't exist because, man, I've lived it and I've eaten it and I've been told I'm going to hell and I've been told all kinds of things about my religion and about my life and my beliefs by these people who are holier than thou. And you know something? The only thing that separates extreme Christians in this country from what goes on, from the Taliban and what goes on in third world countries is we do have we have law and order in this country, and you'll end up getting arrested if you try that kind of stuff. But trust me, there are people out there who would love to do it if they could get away with it.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing. A lot of Americans forget, and a lot of people in the world forget, that 99% of good Islamic people are not terrorists, and they are not in dictatorships. They're just like people like you and I. They're just trying to live their life. And, you know, I get so sick, you know, I tell you the truth, I think Bush is anti-Christian, he's anti-American, and he's a criminal, in my mind, and he's certainly not Christian. I think he uses the Christian faith to get votes and to get over on people.
I think, you know what, I think you're absolutely right. Thanks, Clint. Appreciate the call, man. Have a great weekend.
I love your show.
Okay, thanks. Now I'm kind of disappointed in myself for getting heated with that guy, Mike. But you know what? I've been on that road so many times. Oh, there are more. You know what? You know what that's like? You know what that's like? Let me tell you what that's like. That's like sitting down and having a debate. Who do you think killed more people, Mao or Stalin or Hitler? What difference does it make who killed more? The fact is they killed people. Okay? I mean, it's just a ridiculous debate to have. There are mainstream Islamic voices out there that just don't get the coverage that extremists get. And these cartoon riots are wrong. They're wrong. But they don't reflect mainstream Islam. And there are fundamentalist right-wing Christians out there like Pat Robertson, like James Dobson, like Ralph Reed. I mean, I could just, you know, I've named a few here. I could keep going. And they don't reflect, nor do they represent, mainstream Christianity. 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, we're seeing a tough ride this morning. Slick roads, blowing snow. You want to give yourself plenty of time now. Southbound 925, we're loaded up coming out of the north end of town right into downtown. And then we have a left lane stall at 23rd and a right lane crash just past Colorado Boulevard. Both those are adding to your jams this morning. And as you head further south, we're seeing new accidents between Monument and Colorado Springs. Northbounders still coming out of the tech center, still dealing with multiple accidents and spinouts between Berthoud and Fort Collins, northbound on I-25. Southbound 225 also seen a slow go now because we're still in the center lane that's sitting just before Yosemite. Around town, it's busy on Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. The diagonal also slow in both directions between Boulder and Longmont. And the turnpike seeing the usual jamming as you make your way in and out of town and through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast, going to be chilly today. Highs only in the...
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Don't miss Denver's biggest pool table sale of the season. This weekend only at Brunswick Home and Billiard, in the Village at Flatiron Crossing, and the new location in Centennial Plaza, across from the Park Meadows Mall next to Wahoo's. This weekend only, take advantage of tremendous savings on all Brunswick pool tables and accessories. Everything in the store will be on sale during this special event at Brunswick Home and Billiard. You can save up to $1,200 on a free Brunswick Q-Rack. Plus, buy this weekend with no payment and no interest till 2007 on approved credit. Brunswick Home and Billiard is clearing out all the floor models and one-of-a-kind merchandise at unbelievable savings. Hurry to get your entertainment room ready for some round ball hysteria and to get the biggest savings of the year. Brunswick Home and Billiard, located just off the Boulder Turnpike in the Village at Flatiron, and the new location in Centennial Plaza across from the Park Meadows Mall next to Wahoo's. Brunswick Home and Billiard, where family entertaining comes home.
Only Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. Hotels give their unsold rooms to Hotwire.com, and they sell them at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Hotwire.com.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Sounds like a church I'd want to be a part of. 735, well, actually 736, 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Yeah, by the way, here's something else, Mike, who called in. Can you name me any Muslims that have ever bombed any abortion clinics? Oh, I guess there are none, huh? Okay. I just thought I'd bring that up. And by the way, the King of Jordan did condemn the riots. He's a leader of a... Arab country. So there's a one-for-one argument on that. And I believe Hosni Mubarak did too as well, who's also the leader of Egypt. Let's go to Marianne. It's open phone. Let's go to Marianne on the cell phone. Marianne, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I was on yesterday for quite a while and my phone died. So I'm going to just try to get a lot of stuff in, but it won't be any bombs, okay?
Oh, I don't care. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank you for being there and congratulate you. You're very thoughtful, intelligent, you really listen to people, and I think your show is more important than a lot of us really realize a lot of times.
Well, you're very kind. That's when I can hold my temper, but go ahead.
Okay, and on Gary Lindstrom, I really liked him. I'm going to root for him, and then if he doesn't make it, then I'll put behind Ritter. And then on Ann Coulter, I think she's really ignorant, and I think a lot of ignorance comes out of fear and hate, and you can't kill hate. You know, you just can't kill it.
No, you can't. You know, you can try. You can try to defuse it the best way possible. By the way, speaking of Ann Coulter, and Greg Ostrovich sent me this story via email. He sends me a lot of good stuff. This has been going around for the last couple of days. You can also see it at thehuffingtonblog.com. Ann Coulter in Palm Beach, Florida, voted in the wrong precinct. That's a third-degree felony if she's found guilty.
Oh, cool. And then the other thing is, I think the radical right Christians and the radical Muslims might be just a little bit more alike than we want to realize.
Yeah, exactly. You know, extremism is anybody who advocates the use of violence or taking laws to persecute other people, you know, they're absolutely out of bounds. There's no question.
Yeah, they're advocating violence and hate. So anyway, thank you so much.
You got it, Marianne. Thank you.
Okay, take
all right.
care.
You made my day. Oh, enjoying a little bit of that Georgie's breakfast in there, are you? Thanks for bringing me some. Okay. They bring food up here every Friday. And usually Turk brings me some. Huh? No plates is what you said? Okay, well, I don't need it anyway. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Carol in Denver. Carol, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you this
morning? Carol, I'm okay.
A few comments to Mike. Again, with the radicalism, the reason that there are so many radical Muslims is because they're just trying to get us out, all Europeans out of their countries. They're not trying to invade anybody. I can't remember other than Saddam going into Kuwait and, being upset with Israel. You know, they're not, it's not like they're out to invade the United States. All they want to do is get us out.
Well, it's a combination of a lot of problems. It's a hangover
right.
from colonialism.
Exactly.
It's, a problem with poverty. It's a problem with, in some degrees, a lack of a proper education, unequal redistribution of the wealth. I mean, there's a lot of things going on there, and there are these leaders in the Middle East and in Southeast Asia who basically take this stuff and exploit it for their own means. Gee, it sounds a lot like somebody, I think, who's sitting in the White House.
Exactly. You know, I guess my point to Mike is if someone was constantly in our country trying to take over our country and they were using their religion to do it and to justify it or their economic whatever, okay, I wonder how our Americans would react, and I wonder how the majority of the Christians in this country would react. They would fight like hell for their country. And that's all that's going on. It's getting wrapped up in religion because it is a good rally cry. And
well, it offers them a way out. And now with the discrediting of Marxist-Leninism, they have no other place to turn.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book. Anytime you want to gain power, you got to find an enemy.
Yep. You're right about that.
And
Carol, thank you, Carol.
That's it.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Okay. Let's go to John on the cell phone. John, hi, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
One dramatic difference in fundamentalist Christians and fundamentalist Muslims that seem to be missing is that the Muslim would really prefer that you go to hell, and the Christian would really prefer that you go to heaven.
That's not true. I've heard Christians tell me flat. I'll give you an example. This is a classic example. I'm not going to tell you where this happened, and this is not the first time this has happened to me. But I'm sitting having dinner with some people. One of them is a fundamentalist Christian. No, two of them are. This person turns to me and says, "Oh, you're Jewish? Well, you don't have the right to pray. You're going to hell."
Well, I have a problem with that person. I don't think what they said to you was at all biblical, and they probably should be dealt with on that, because that's not a Christian thing to
say.
Well,
that's not the first time I've had that happen.
That's unfortunate that people represent Christ that way, because that's just not accurate. But I do want to ask you, Jay, when is the last time you went to a worship service at a fundamentalist church?
6 years ago.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We are a lot more qualified.
What now?
A lot of people that run around representing what Christians say have probably never been in a Christian church, in a good fundamentalist Christian
church. You want to know something? Let me tell you something. I've been in a lot of fundamentalist churches. And I've been around a lot of Christians. I've been around a lot of Christians of all shapes, sizes, and colors. It's kind of like asking an African-American what he knows about white people. Because I'm not Christian, I'm Jewish. I've grown up with it. I've been involved in it. I worked in a radio format where the people who listened to it were predominantly 99.99% Christian. I played gospel music on the air. I've engineered Sunday services on radio stations. I've been around it a lot. There is a big difference between extremists in Christianity and mainstream Christians. Mainstream Christians do wonderful things, are wonderful, open-hearted, accepting, loving people. But you know what? Anytime you have a discussion about Christianity on any radio station, at any time, in any talk format, somebody always comes out of the woodwork and thinks that you're lumping all Christians together. And I'm not lumping all Christians together. But there are radical extremist Christians there in this country who have an agenda, and the agenda is solely theirs. They do not understand the secular nature of this nation. They cannot read the Constitution of the United States, or if they can, they distort it. And they spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get their agendas accomplished. Because they can't do it. They can't do it any other way, so they try to do it through the law. And time after time, in most cases, the courts side against them.
I understand, Jay. You know, I have an agenda today, I'll confess. My agenda is that I would love to see you spend eternity with your God.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear that because I don't need that. Thank you. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about here. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I don't need that from anybody. I don't need to be told that he wants me to spend eternity with my God, his God, or anybody else's God. You know, that's between me. That's private. And we just don't need to get into that. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call, but this is not a religious station. 744, 60 minutes away from 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride around town. Crews are working to clear a crash of Foothills Parkway in Valmont. Also slow along Highway 93 and the diagonal as you make your way between Boulder and Longmont. Now, the turnpike's seeing the usual jamming in and out of town and again through Broomfield and Westminster. And it's a tough ride for you if you're southbound I-25. Just load it up from 104th right into downtown. Have a left lane stall at 23rd. Then a right lane crash just past Colorado Boulevard, adding to those jams. And as you head further south, we're seeing numerous accidents between Monument and Colorado Springs. Now, northbounders slow coming out of the tech center and still dealing with multiple accidents and spin-outs between Berthoud and Fort Collins. Southbound 225 slows now with a stall in the center lane. It's sitting just before Yosemite. The forecast, going to be a cold one today. You want to get bundled up. Highs only in the teens. We're at 7 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus. Featuring four tire supersets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
Al Franken.
You know, you go out, if you go camping and you look at the stars and you look at nature, you can't help but think something, there's something here. But I also do it like if I sit down to write something, you write a good joke, I think, and it just came from somewhere. There are jokes that you write that feel like they're written by God. Okay, that sounds like bull, but I actually kind of believe it.
The Al Franken Show, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Last year at the PBR World Finals, world champion Justin McBride tamed the beast.
Folks, Justin McBride has done it.
Now the beast is back, and revenge will be anything but sweet. Strap yourself in for an all-new season of the PBR Built for Tough Series. The toughest cowboys take on the baddest bulls.
Bugslinger, this might be his best year ever.
An all-new season of the PBR, Saturday and Sunday at 8 Eastern, only on OLN.
Okay, top three reasons I'm getting new appliances. Number three, oven temperature should never be a guessing game. Number two, the dishwasher drowns out the TV. And number one, the brand I want is now at the price I want.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 10% on all major appliances and get special deferred financing store-wide, but only through Monday. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Well, word has it that Comcast Workplace can help any small business be more productive. And to prove it, we're here with Beth Padnick, president of Padnick Investments. So Beth, how's business?
Oh, we're having a pretty good year, thank you.
Got any hot tips for us?
Yes, I do. Invest in Comcast Workplace for your small business.
Uh-huh.
It's been a big plus for us. Comcast gives us more speed than DSL, so we can do research online faster, react quicker.
Dump those dogs before they crash, huh, Beth?
I beg your pardon. We focus on secure investments here.
Sorry.
Which reminds me, Comcast includes McAfee Security, free.
Like no extra charge?
That's right.
Well, that's not inside information or anything, is it? Because, I'm not going to Club Fed.
Not unless this is being recorded. It's not, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, and know-how to help your small business.
Ever been to prison?
Well, just visiting Mom.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Very good. Very good. 749. 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin here. High today, 16. Mostly cloudy, flurries, it's cold. I appreciate that last caller's sentiment about, that I reach heaven and with my God or whatever the case may be. But it's like, I don't know how to follow that up. I don't know what to say other than so much war, so much is fought over that whole definition of who God is and what God is. And I get weary of that, but I appreciate the sentiment. Here's Nair from the North American Islamic Sisters Association. Nair, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Jay.
Hi.
Assalamu alaikum, Jay. How are you this morning?
Assalamu alaikum. Go ahead.
Well, I just had a couple comments. You've got a pretty exciting program this morning with the open call line, and I guess let's start with the cartoons. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. There are basic human rights that are available and afforded to all citizens on this whole planet, all people that are here. Freedom to gather, freedom of assembly, freedom of press. And, you know, if a Danish cartoonist wants to make some sort of a political statement, regardless of how insulting it is and how sensitive and how it touches my heart, as well as the people that we see on television gathering in the streets in Europe, I guess he's got the right to do that, and that's protected, and that's great. Just as the protesters have a right to protest that comment as well. Now, two wrongs don't make a right in the sense that damaging property, setting fires and things like this, bombing embassies, you know, that's acceptable. And so I just want people to understand that, you know, here's a Muslim girl in Colorado, lives here all her life, that condones violence, condones the protests, all right? And
how does it make you feel, though, when you hear people call in, like the one caller, Mike, who seems to be grinding an axe against Islam?
I think that Mike's set on defending his point on trivial issues. I wish that Mike would expand his thinking a little bit and maybe try to come up with solutions to the complex problem, as you've just explained. It's poverty, it's hangovers from colonialism, it's corrupt government, it's lack of education. I mean, it's incredible. Okay, if a country has 23% illiteracy ratios, then how think they're going to expand their minds to these higher levels of organization like government and that sort of thing, when they're just trying to get food on the table? And then you've got organizations like Taliban or Hamas providing services, medical, food to those people. So, I mean, it's just too easy for corrupt government.
Oh, we're starting to lose you. We're starting to lose your cell phone. Hey, thank you, Nair. Have a good weekend. And salam alaikum. All right, we lost her. Gone into the ether there. You know, when I worked in right-wing radio, I would get on the air back in the combative days, and I still show that flare of combative behavior every once in a while, and I still have that temper, but I used to get on the air when I really would rage. And I would taunt a lot of people who hated Islam by getting on the air and telling them that I was gonna convert to Islam, and it would drive them crazy. Or I'd get on the air and I'd tell these callers that that I that I was a member of the Nation of Islam, which is not mainstream Islam, but I would just do it because it was an extreme, and I would do it to bait them. Here's Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Dwayne.
This Mike gentleman, I have to ask, what's the purpose in saying that there are more Islamic fundamentalists or extremists than there are Christian fundamentalists? The idea is not to objectify people. It's to understand who they are. And if you feel that your principles are superior to whatever you're looking at, practice those principles. Practice the fundamental basis of those. And I think it was Christ who said something about, he who is without any kind of fault, throw the first stone. So don't be objectifying people. It's like objectifying women.
Yeah, I let him get away with that, and I shouldn't have let him get away with it. I should have said, but I kept trying to ask him what his point was. You know, what was your point of going down this road?
Yeah, the whole well, see, what you do, as with any way that you want to position people or motivate people, you start from very subtle subliminal points that you put in place. Then at some point you pull the emotion trigger, and now you make people take actions that they wouldn't take if they totally thought it all the way through. And the whole point of, like, you first of all, you put a threat out there, you put the boogeyman out in the bushes, and then you say, I can protect you from the boogeyman. Now the person wants to get in together with you because you are the one who is the protector of that. And that's one of the reasons why they want you to think the same way as they do, because there is there's strength, there's comfort in crowds.
Yeah, I agree 100%, and sounds a lot like who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, but the point is that you have to come to every issue, every example, as an individual. We are all individuals. I didn't come into the world stamped with Democrat or Republican or Islamist or Christian stamped on my forehead. In fact, the very symbol was, when I was born, I had an umbilical cord which was cut from my mother, so that I am independent. I am myself. I am who I am.
What's wrong with this idea? You know what? Be comfortable with your religion. Be comfortable with what you believe. And allow other people to have the same courtesy and just leave them alone. I mean, stop this constant demonizing and proselytizing all the time. This is where we get into trouble.
Practice the fundamental principles of whatever your belief is. I mean, if it is superior, merely the example of that will show the world. It'll shine like a light. The light doesn't come out and hammer you and say, here, open your eyes. You've got to open your eyes right now. Bang. No, the light just merely spreads the light around the land. People are then free to either open their eyes or not open their eyes. And if people would take that kind of a reference or that kind of an idea about their beliefs, about their understandings, what they think is correct, then they can shine a light into the world. It's not forcing people.
Boy, but they're out there doing it, man. They're out there trying to do it. And, I'm a proud member of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, because I really believe, and I had an example of this I believe it was on Sunday. We'd stopped someplace, and Mary had gone into a store to look at something, and I didn't want to go in. So I was going, which is an experience, I was going up and down the radio dial, and I came across this conservative Christian talk show, and I mean...
Oh, there's some stuff on...
Oh, man, some of that stuff is like... I mean, these people are really out there.
There's some stuff I've seen on cable TV up, you know, around Channel 300 or so, way up there.
True.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You see these people, they're bouncing in the pews, and they're all together.
But, I mean, Dwayne, the rationalizations I heard for, like, why the First Amendment, why there's no wall of separation between church and state, and poll, and this woman, I couldn't get her name, who was giving this, like, right-wing... You know, I'm sure the station was owned by Salem Broadcasting, which is a right-wing religious broadcaster that hires people like Bill Bennett, who is the last person who should be telling anybody about morals, considering he's got a gambling habit or had one. Hey, Bill, how's it going out there, man? Do you hit on a soft 16, you know, as I always want to ask him? Do you bet on the pass line now or later? But, I mean, listening to this, and it's like I'm thinking to myself... they're living in a whole, this woman is living in a whole different world than I'm living in.
The thing is that belief is an extremely important part of life. Likewise, rational thought is an extraordinary
part. Yeah, you want to know something, though? And I got to go here and get the news. But you know what a third part of life is? And we could all use a little bit of it, myself, you, everybody. Tolerance is a big part of living life, too.
Empathy.
Empathy and tolerance. You're right. Thanks, Dwayne.
It's time to play the OrbitsGames.com sweepstakes for a chance to win free travel. Today's contestant is you. Go to OrbitsGames.com and play the newest beach basketball game, Dunkin' Mascots, for a chance to win the grand prize and $5,000 to buy whatever your heart desires. So log on to OrbitsGames.com today and see how easy it is to win.
No purchase necessary. See official rules at OrbitsGames.com.
A stone wall. So we raised the stakes by throwing in 3 free months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, and Stars. But somehow, you waited. Well, congratulations, because you've finally broken us. So now, we're giving you the whole package free. A complete DirecTV system with 4 receivers and installation free. 3 months of premium channels free. And now, a brand new DirecTV DVR recorder. That's right, the same DVR you've been eyeing in the store. Absolutely free. You played hardball, mister, and you won. Call us now to sign up. Get all your free stuff and rub it in a little. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-8006. Hurry, this whole package is yours free, but only for a limited time and for new customers. That's 1-800-600-8006. 1-800-600-8006.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. They're bundling up across the northern plains, minus 21 right now in frigid Fargo, North Dakota. Not a big deal, says Mayor Bruce Furness.
Doesn't slow anybody down. They just dress a little warmer.
And CBS News meteorologist George Cullen has the big picture.
A good part of the country will have temperatures no better than zero today, and that'll extend from Wisconsin into Iowa, Nebraska, Wyoming, and Montana, and temperatures tonight will bottom out well below zero in over 20 states.
Milwaukee's digging out from under a foot of snow. Thousands lost power when powerful winds rattled Michigan and Indiana. Calamity on Leyte Island in the eastern Philippines. Red Cross official says as many as 200 people may have been killed by a landslide that swallowed one village. 1,500 are missing. CBS's Gabby Tabinyar in Manila.
Graphic television footage of the disaster scene showed the recovery of several survivors, including a very young child. They were all covered with mud. Officials said the remoteness of the area and bad weather hampered the dispatch of more rescue and relief teams.
Inflation hawks at the Federal Reserve probably won't like this. January wholesale prices were up 0.3%, but it could have been a lot worse, only because gasoline went down. Did the overall figure not go up a lot? Well, analyst Tom Closa says that was a fluke.
We shouldn't be misled. This is a little bit of a winter downdraft, and it's a bit of a markdown sale for some of the winter grades of gasoline that you won't be able to burn in the spring.
In some places now, the pump price of gasoline is under $2 a gallon. The latest lost luggage report card isn't very good. CBS's Peter Mayer has that.
It adds up to 10,000 wayward bags a day. Tom Parsons with bestfares.com blames airline cost-cutting for many luggage hassles.
When you put the number of personnel cuts, it just puts a big handicap for that bag to get from point A to B.
Parsons also says more people are flying and security lines can delay passengers and baggage. The government reports most of the million bags lost each year are eventually found and returned. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
An American who was going for the gold at the Winter Games had to settle for silver. CBS's Steve Futterman has that.
They will be talking about this race for a long time. American snowboarder Lindsay Jacobellis was all by herself as she raced against three others. All she had to do was not fall, but on her final jump she appeared to do an unnecessary fancy move and fell as she came down. As she got up, a Swiss racer, Tanya Frieden, passed her by. Jacobellis gets the silver, but it could have been a gold.
The Grammy Award-winning Latin jazz percussionist Ray Barreto is dead. Barreto died of complications following heart surgery. He was 76. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 24 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down less than 10. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
Professor, this is Mary.
Hi, I wanted to find out about adding minutes to my phone.
Okay, what would you like to know?
OnStar Hands-Free Calling is a voice-activated calling feature built into OnStar-equipped vehicles that allows subscribers to make and receive calls while keeping their hands on the wheel and eyes on the road.
Can I go ahead and add the 250 minutes?
You can always go higher now.
Hey, girlfriend, I'm already addicted to this thing.
There are no additional access fees, roaming, or long-distance charges.
Thank you for holding those units for downloading successfully. Tell all your friends how they can do our OnStar.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that's it. So you have a good night.
You have a great evening, and thank you for using OnStar.
You'll find OnStar on over 50 GM vehicles. OnStar by GM. To purchase free calling minutes or learn about this service, push your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar hands-free calling is not available in certain markets.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We are seeing a tough ride this morning. Slick roads, blowing snow. You want to give yourself plenty of time. Now, southbound 925, loaded up, coming out of Thornton Northbound, right into downtown and through T-Rex. As you head further south, seeing numerous accidents between Monument and Colorado Springs and Northbounders. Also seeing a slow go coming up from the Tech Center and still dealing with multiple accidents way up north and spinouts, too, between Berthoud and Fort Collins on I-25. Now, northbound 225 slows with a crash at Mississippi. Tow truck on scene with that. And around town, have another wreck working, this one at Foothills Parkway in Belmont. Also slow on Highway 93 and the diagonal between Boulder and Longmont. And the turnpike, it's bunching up in both directions, in and out of town and through Bloomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast. Cold one today. You want to get...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Dirty carpet can sneak up on you. A few footprints here, a little spill there. Most people don't even realize how dirty their carpets are. Clean carpets can make a home look and smell fresh and new. Have your carpets cleaned by the same company thousands of real estate agents have grown to trust, Universal Cleaning and Restoration. Call today for your free estimate and take advantage of their winter special. Buy one room of Scotchgard, get two free. Call 720-226-9484. That's Universal Cleaning and Restoration. 720-226-9484.
Want to live it up? At the next Avalanche home game? Well, go to AmberHomes.com and register to win tickets in their luxury suite. Amber Homes is a proud sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Sign up to win tickets now at AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
2 or 3 hours here with me, but a guy sent me an email saying, hey, Jay, you left out one thing. What strain of religion predominantly made up the KKK? There weren't any Jews or Muslims in that organization. And that there, this guy reminded me that there were extremist, ultra-right-wing Christians who didn't even believe that Catholics were Christians. And I had forgotten about that. I forgot about that. Now, my experience with religion, and my feelings towards religion has tempered now over the years. But I grew up in a very, 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 very right-wing religious place, Orange County, California. Home of the John Birch Society, for those of you that are old enough to remember that. And, you know, as kids, we were always catching it for being Jewish. I mean, all the time. And, you know, you'd show up one Saturday to go to temple and, you know, there'd be broken windows. You know, we just went through a lot of that. And then, you know, when I got into, became an adult, you know, if you can call being 18 or 19 years old an adult, and got into radio and got into all things, of all things, country music. And when I got into country music, okay, there was no country music like you hear now on Willie FM or, you know, KYGO or any of that stuff. It wasn't like that. It was, you know, it was hard. And Merle Haggard, Buck Owens, Kitty Wells. Don't get me wrong, Lefty Frizzell, I've talked about this on the air before. I love all of that stuff. I love and cherish it. I listen to it at home. If I could get away with it, I would play it as bumper music on the air here. I just love it. But that format was a what they call a niche format, was not mass appeal, and 99.99% of the people who listened to it were white Christians. And I worked in the South. I worked in Lynchburg, Virginia, the home of Jerry Falwell. Excuse me. The home of Jerry Falwell and the, you know, it's a gigantic mega church there. And I can remember that, you know, once an hour you would have the gospel song of the hour. So here's the Happy Goodman family brought to you by so-and-so funeral home or whatever the hell it is, whoever bought the time, or the so-and-so automobile dealership. And, you know, you would play that, you know, gospel song. And I learned to like gospel music. You know, the Rambos and all those people, you know, I mean, I half that stuff I can't even remember now. I can't recall most of it, but I learned to like it, you know, and I learned to, you know, Hank Williams singing I Saw the Light. I love that. And I still love it to this day. Wanda Jackson, who has made a couple of comeback rockabilly CDs, because she was a rockabilly artist at one point, but she went through this religious period and did this song. I swear to you, it was on the Word record label, which was a gospel label. And it was great. It was called Jesus Put a Yodel in My Soul. And Wanda Jackson can yodel like there's no tomorrow. I don't know if she still does it on stage anymore, but she used to be able to. And I would play that because I loved it. But I remember going through all of that stuff. And, you know, you just kept quiet as to what your religion was. You just didn't say anything. And you would hear people talk in derogatory tones about your religion. And you didn't say anything. So, when you're in a minority religion, and I know that, you know, right-wing extremist Christians, they fantasize that they're in some kind of, that they're some kind of besieged minority. But when you're in a true minority situation, it's extremely rough. And you're quick. And I've, as I said to the caller, John, I believe his name was, on the cell phone, who said, well, I wish you get to, you know, to go to heaven with your God. I mean, that's, you know, see, that's kind of the thing. I mean, it's not, gee, I wish you go to heaven and you meet God. It's like with your God. Like, your God is different than my God. And you know what? Can there be two gods? And there's got to be one of those gods that's got to be right. And then we start getting in this whole thing about what is right. Is it Jesus? Is it God? Is it Allah? What is it? And it's like, it makes you want to scream. I mean, you just want to say to people, like, okay, look, you know, just, you believe as you believe, and I'll believe as I believe, and just be comfortable. And because, you know, words and deeds can be just as words can be just as bad as somebody physically and getting involved in violence. Psychologically beating up on somebody all the time can also be bad. And I don't know how many Jewish, you know, 40-year-old, 35-year-old Jewish listeners I have to this show in the morning, but I'm sure that if I could find at least three or four that would call up and could tell you horror stories about being psychologically beat up, and about, you know, you wanted to, in high school, and didn't know any different, in junior high and in high school, you wanted to date certain women, and man, you couldn't date them because their parents didn't want them going out with you because you were Jewish. So I don't know where I'm going with this. I guess I'm just going on some some rant here. All right, let's go to Mike on a cell phone. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, this is the same Mike that called earlier.
Well, you can't call back again. You've already had your shot.
Oh, I just wanted to say, I don't want to pick any fights. I just want to say, it's been pretty good talk radio this morning.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate it, Mike. Take care. All right, you had your shot. You got put down. That was the guy who called, started this whole thing off again, and then he works his way back in again. Get a life. Let's go to Jill on a cell phone. Jill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
This topic of religion and all of that is very interesting, and I wonder how many people have read Gary Hart's book. It's actually an essay.
Yes, it's very good.
Yes, it's very good. I think it should be required reading for the entire country, frankly.
Yeah, I agree. I Gary Hart is the man.
He's got some really, really interesting things to say, and he has a leg to stand on. He went to Yale Divinity School, and he grew up in a very religious setting. And, you know, he doesn't, it's not like he doesn't know that life of being in a, you know, being very religious.
Right.
He knows from both aspects, both growing up that way in his family and his, you know, town and everything, and then also attending Yale Divinity School. And his points are really, really good, that the religious right and the hypocrisy of, you know, the right-wing political agenda, where they come nowhere near practicing what Jesus preached. And I'm not very religious, really, at all. But I do have, I think, a lot more morals and ethics than a lot of people in that group. And I can relate to the words that Gary Hart has in his book that are quotes from the Bible, you know, about the kind of notions of doing, you know, do unto others, and the idea of charity, and of forgiveness, that it's not up to us to pass judgment, that judgment is God's deal, not, you know, human people to people, you know, we're not supposed to pass judgment. All of those things I agree with, and it doesn't take religion to get me to see that or feel that way.
Yeah, I listen, you know what? You and I are 100% on the same page. You know who else has a great book out, too? Jimmy Carter's book talks about this stuff, too, and is very, very good.
Yeah, I just got that book, and I'm really excited to read it. I'm kind of finishing up another book, George Lakoff, Don't Think of an Elephant.
Oh, that's another good book.
Another fantastic book. So, yeah, I haven't gotten to Jimmy Carter's yet, but I love Jimmy Carter. And, you know, there are some real statesmen out there, stateswomen, too. And he's, Jimmy Carter's definitely one of them. And I went to see Gary Hart speak, and he's, you know, he just did a great job at conveying the points in his book. But it's a short essay, and everybody should pick it up. It's like $9 or $10. Everybody should pick it up and read it.
You know what? I agree, and I'd love to have him on this show. I've had him on this show twice, but it's only been for like 15 minutes at a time. I'd love to get him on here for an hour.
Yeah, he did speak for about 45 minutes when I saw him at the Denver Press Club when he was doing a book signing in town not too long ago. I think just a month or two ago. And it was very good. Another point I wanted to make, there's the whole idea of the hypocrisy of the right-wing political agenda, which it blows my mind that people don't get that. And that leads me to say another thing, which I think part of the American public's problem is the lack of critical thinking skills and the inability to stand on their own. A couple of callers ago, I think before the news, one guy was saying, you know, we're individuals and we need to review things on our own and draw our own conclusions. And I think it's an insecurity to some extent that keeps people from doing that. They feel a sense of security in going with the masses. But I also think it's an issue of cowardice and lack of critical thinking skills, which I think has, you know, critical thinking skills have disappeared in this country.
Well, it's tough to cut and go your own way, and it's particularly tough when you have leadership that doesn't demonstrate any critical thinking skills or any lack of any kind of intellectual honesty. Jill, thank you. Great call. Call me again.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and pick that Gary Hart book up. And if there's anybody who is listening to this show who's associated with Gary Hart, well, I'd love to have him on. We'll call him. I'd love to have him on here, have him come down here and be on for an hour. He's got so many good things to say about so much stuff that's happening. I mean, he's just a good guy. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at MaxKnipes.com.
Check out this week's review.
I just turned 21, and my older girlfriends wanted to take me to a fun party spot. Since I've never been to a real nightclub, I didn't know what to expect. I went last Friday, and wow, the DJ played everything I love. The bartenders gave me great drinks all night and even remembered my name. I came back the next night to find out the party gets even crazier.
Rise Nightclub at 19th and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxKnipes.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bowers, and by now you probably heard about my company, the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. You might be wondering if we can help you. If you suffer from occasional fatigue, our centers are really not for you. However, if you're struggling to get through each day, we definitely can help you. You may have a host of underlying issues that cause this unrelenting fatigue. I know, because I too lived with this fatigue for way too long before I found help. My life nearly crumbled around me as it spiraled out of control. The solution to this condition is usually not that simple, but it can be overcome. If you would like more information, please come to our free monthly educational seminar. Meet our doctors, talk with our staff, and learn about your condition. Call us at 720-488-1400. That's 720-488-1400. Seats are limited, so call us today, 720-488-1400. This free 90-minute seminar is the first step to getting your life back.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Auto's been in business almost 25 years, getting on their 25th year now. Been this way, been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tell you what, no better place to buy a car. Mary and I can attest to that. Our friends can. We've all bought from Rockies, and we all will buy from Rockies again. Rockies Autos. You can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. I'll see you out there today. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Don't miss Sunday afternoons on Lifetime.
Action.
Movies, movies, movies.
I've never been turned on in my life.
Oh. Every Sunday afternoon, Lifetime has your movies.
I can handle it.
At a time that belongs to you.
Are you serious?
You earned it. You deserve it. And it's all topped off by the U.S. television premiere of a brand new movie you won't see anywhere else.
This is beyond perfect.
Don't miss Sunday afternoons on Lifetime. It's your time. They're your movies. Only on Lifetime.
Top three reasons I'm celebrating President's Day with a paintbrush. Number three, the votes are in, and it's unanimous. We're painting the den. Number two, it's time to trade in colonial white for cherry tree red. And number one, I'm saving $20.
Through February 20th, get $20 off 5-gallon buckets of Behr interior and exterior paint, waterproofers, and stains. And $5 off 1-gallon cans. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid by manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. See store for details.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. Get down with a little Stones. High today, 16. Mostly cloudy, flurries out there. Right now, it's 7 degrees. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's good to have you along here this morning. Agree or disagree. 303-713-7600, open phones. Let's go to Robert, who wants to change things up a little bit. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Yeah, I want to talk about my concern with Bush and his expansion of the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Oh, I was ranting and raving about that this morning a little bit after 6, yeah.
Well, I guess a federal judge has ordered that the Bush administration to release documents about the eavesdropping program.
That's right.
And my concern is that that they have the capacity to listen to every overseas phone call.
We don't really know what the NSA's got the capacity to do because there's conflicting reports about it. The most disturbing thing about this whole story, which everybody who listens to this radio station should be aware of, that the Senate, under Pat Roberts from Kansas, has agreed to a BS deal with the White House to basically cover for the Bush administration and get them off the hook when it comes to this whole thing about breaking the FISA Act. Roberts said yesterday that he believes that such an investigation is currently unwarranted, you're right, and would be detrimental to this highly classified program. So instead what they're going to do is, he claims that he has struck a deal with the White House, that they're going to modify FISA, and that they're going to promise, that the White House is going to promise to keep Congress more briefed over what they're doing, which lets Bush totally and completely off the hook for violating FISA.
Well, my concern is, if they can listen to every overseas phone call, that corporate America has outsourced almost all telecommunications to India. So when you get a phone call as far as a solicitor, or if you want to pay a credit card bill, it's usually going straight to India. So my concern is, so, you know, when you're making a credit card payment, or if you got a solicitor calling you from India for some, you know, for corporate America, is these calls being monitored, you know, by the government?
Well, I think it's a pretty interesting point. I don't think anybody's ever raised that.
I mean,
we don't know enough about the program to know how that really plays out or how it works.
Well, hopefully, you know, we'll find out if all the calls that we've made, you know, as far as our credit cards and stuff, you know, have been listened to, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Yep, you got it, man.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, this, believe me, go to the internet now, or when you arrive at work, or if you're at home, and look up the two deals on this NSA thing that are going on behind the Senate deal and the House of Representatives deal. Go check those out, because you know what? They are wrong. They are really wrong. And I ask you something. Why should George W. Bush, who I believe broke the FISA law, violated the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, stepped on the First Amendment, why should he get a pass and get off the hook? Well, he gets off the hook because his Republican buddies, instead of doing the right and moral thing, which is to investigate the scope, depth, and what happened with this NSA spying thing, they're going to cover for him again. And I was talking about this between 6 and 7 this morning. Even during Watergate, there were Republicans who came forward and agreed that what Nixon had done needed to be looked into. And you can't even get that out of this Republican-controlled Congress. And that is pretty damn sad. Pretty damn sad. Here's John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
Hey, I just wanted to throw in a little historical perspective on the question of the religion this morning, which, by the way, I'm really enjoying the show, as I do every morning.
Oh, thanks. You're very kind.
Just wanted to go back real quick. I'll make this point, and I'll throw it out. People can cut it off if they want. Of course, when our country was formed, one of the basic reasons people came over here was to escape religious prosecution, among other things. And our forefathers, leaders of the country at that time, saw the importance for it, and of course put those checks and balances in our Constitution so that religious fanatics or religious leaders couldn't lead. In other words, our country, you know, would not be led by one particular thought.
Well, we wouldn't have established religion. You're right.
That's right. Now, if you jump to this day, the leaders of our country today sort of circumvent that system, I think, like with the phone calls to Mr. Dobbs, focus on the family, allowing people like Pat Robertson to, you know, say the things that he does and tolerating that. And I'm a believer in attitude reflects leadership. The way our government with Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay and the way that we're treating the people there, I think that sets a bad example for a lot of people in our country that will jump on that and feel that, you know, while we're persecuting these people, everybody knows that there are things that are obviously way out of line in those two prisons, and that comes from our leadership. So I think people are going to follow that example, and I think that's where you're going to see some of the individual prosecution. For example, you know, this came up with the harassment of the Muslims. What was it, in Michigan?
Right.
Right. You know, so I think attitude reflects leadership. I think they're setting that example, and I think there are people who are going to jump on that wagon and follow that. So, you know, just another example of how our leadership is not really giving an example of the way things should be based on what we stand for and what we were built on.
Listen, I think the religious right. I think the religious right gets screwed by the White House. I think they pay them lip service. I really do.
Oh yeah, they're just using them.
They use them, yeah, you're right. They use them, yeah, they use them as, you know, for voter turnout,
exactly,
and for financial support. I mean, they'll call Dobson because Dobson is a constituency. This White House, more than anything, than any other White House, caters to its constituencies.
Yes, it sure does. And there is the circumvention of that, you know, not using religion as a guide for where we're going. So anyway, I'll leave that out there. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. I'll continue listening to the show this morning, and I'll be enjoying it. So thank you much, Jake.
All right, man. Stay warm.
I'll do that. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And everybody stay warm. And, you know, speaking of staying warm, we're having trouble getting it warm in here, aren't we? Just a tad bit. There's a little bit of trouble in here. Flurries continue to fall, and it is cold out there. There's no question about it. 303-713-7600. One line open. Of course, you know, the coldest weather I've ever been in. What's the coldest you ever have been in? What's the coldest you've ever been in? Montana? How cold? Ashley?
Colder than this. I mean, we're talking 10, 15, 20 below. At least.
Mary and I were in Chicago once. It was 86 below zero.
Wind chill or regular?
Wind chill. Transmissions on the cars were frozen up. Grown men were on their knees weeping. Oh. I worked at this radio station. Swear to God, this is a true story. I worked at this radio station where the studio was at the transmitter site. And the wind was so extreme that it blew down the ventilation system and blew the station off the air. Just another one of my many numerous non-relevant radio stories. 8:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones underway, 303-713-7600. More calls coming up. Jay Marvin, glad you're along. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Jay, it is a tough one this morning. Southbound I-25 loaded up, coming out of the north end of town. We do have a crash near Colfax. Adding to those jams once you get by that. Stays heavy as you make your way through T-Rex. And further south, dealing with numerous accidents between Monument and Colorado Springs. Northbounders also seeing a slow go coming up out of the tech center. And then further north, have a bunch of crashes and spin-outs. Crews are trying to clear out of your way. Northbound I-25 between Berthoud and Fort Collins. Now, northbound 225 slows with an accident right at Mississippi. And around town, have a crash in the clearing stages now on Fidelis Parkway at Valmont. Also have another one, Highway 87 and 119 and the Turnpike. Bunching up in both directions now as you make your way in and out of town. And eastbounders going to stay slow as you make it over from Federal to Pecos.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Save of the year, Brunswick Home and Billiard, located just off the Boulder Turnpike in the Village at Flatiron, and the new location in Centennial Plaza across from the Park Meadows Mall next to Wahoo's. Brunswick Home and Billiard, where family entertaining comes home.
Spyware. Viruses. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Take control of spyware and viruses. Call PC Answers to exterminate them. 303-548-1414. That's 303-548-1414.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Beatles? Okay. 8:34, 26 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today. 16? Flurries out there. Right now it's about 7 or 8 degrees out there, depending on where you are. And the low tonight is going to be about 2. Minus 2. All right, a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones on this Friday. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's go to Randy in Castle Rock. Randy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Great. Hey, first-time caller, and I certainly appreciate what you do on the air.
Oh, thanks.
And for me, I think the biggest thing is how you stimulate the additional thought that maybe is a little bit outside the box. And so... I just want to know if anybody besides me is drawing parallels between what's going on in the Middle East, and I say the Middle East because I think we're transcending geopolitical boundaries and the Crusades.
There are a lot of radical extremist Islamists who believe that, that this is a reenactment of the Crusades. Yeah, that's number one. And then number two, I've thought about that too, this whole paradigm of Christianity versus Islam, and then, of course, you throw the Jews in there as well because... these Islamic extremists also, are very, very, very anti-Semitic, and that just goes without saying, and would like to kill Jews if they could get away with it. I think there are parallels to those days, but I just wish we could somehow unwind all of that stuff.
Sure, and Jay, I certainly know it's not 1095, and he's not William the Conqueror. It's 2006, and he's George the Puppet. But just the evangelical thought process. Just to me, is setting itself up to what the kings of Europe did in the Middle Ages. So, it wasn't anything more than a parallel that I've been drawing, and certainly it's conceptual at best. But I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, but it's not a bad one, and I think it's definitely worth considering. And I think that there are a lot of there's a lot of Islamic extremists that are living in that they have that kind of feeling that it's them against us once again, and this time in history they're going to prevail.
Well, I think it'd be Christian extremists also.
I don't know if Christian extremists see it as being the Crusade. I don't know how they view that kind of stuff. That's a good question. I don't know how they. And the only reason I know about the Islamist extremists is because I've read. stories where they have, you know, I've read news accounts where their spokespeople have brought up the Crusades, and I believe that Bin Laden himself has brought it up, and so has Ayman al-Zawahiri has brought it up also. But I, you know, that's a good question about Christianity, about extreme, not mainstream Christianity, but about extremist Christians. I don't know if they look at it as being the Crusades. I definitely think they look at it as being a battle against the devil.
Yeah, and it just stems from conversations you had with other guests on the show, and at one point in time we were talking about at the Air Force Academy how the evangelical church now is the accepted or whatever words you guys use, religion, and we were creating soldiers for God, and that's basically the same thing that happened in the Crusades. They created soldiers of the church, and they went down, and I mean, even Bush in his State of the Union address talked about wiping out radical Islam. So to me, that's, I'm just drawing some parallels between.
Well, you know, I think it's definitely worth thinking about. Randy, thank you, man. Hope you'll call again.
Hey, keep up the good work.
You got it. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right. Let's go to Toby on a cell phone. Toby, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I work, so I'm in my truck right now, and I haven't heard the whole show. But I was wondering if anyone's mentioned or you guys have talked about George Bush's latest plan to sell off hundreds of thousands of acres of our public land to his corporate buddies to finance his corporate war?
No, you know something, we haven't talked about it, but I know it's out there. There's an excellent kind of humorous post on HuffingtonBlog.com by Bill Maher about this very subject.
Well, you know, I mean, if Boulder people can't get behind the fact that this is our lands and you know, selling it off to his buddies probably at no bid like he sells everything else. And, you know, it just seems to me that they have come up with every possible way that they can then cheat the American people out of what is there.
I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, but, you know, this radio station not only reaches Boulder, but it reaches most of Colorado and into, you know, other states as well, and Nebraska, and, you know, and people listen on the Internet, too, at am760.net. I think you're right about that. I think people should definitely be upset about this. I mean, I know I certainly am, and I think it's wrong, you know, to be selling off public lands. It's a public trust. I mean, what is wrong with this administration?
I don't know. I recommend everybody email all of their representatives. I mean, that's about all you can do is email them and call them. But this is absolutely ludicrous.
Yep, I agree. I'm with you 100%. I'm glad you called to bring it up. Thanks so much for listening.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, he's right about that. Sale of public lands, not a good thing. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John and Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, I haven't heard you for a long time. My work schedule got changed, so I've missed you greatly.
Yeah, where you been, John?
Well, like you say, work. It does that.
Doggone you.
You know, I spent 20 years as a Lutheran pastor, and finally just gave it up as a lost cause, because the marriage of the fundamentalist mind and the political mind has taken over, and it's been happening. The first time I encountered it, I was 5 years old. That was 55 years ago.
Wow.
That marriage, and actually that marriage goes back, just maybe to help people understand where some of that comes from, to Amy Simple McPherson, Billy Sunday, the early revivals that started. And what happened is revivals used to go around and save everybody, you know, get everybody riled up to be good Christians in their own church.
Right.
And then eventually what happened is the professional tent people came around and started their own churches, Amy Simple McPherson being one of the first, started her own empire. And, of course, radio played into that and then later on television. But the only way an empire grows is by money. So what happens is the fundamentalist mind, which is a aberrant kind of Christianity in many ways and a heretical kind of Christianity, started being based on, you guys going to preach a sermon and say, you know, if God blesses you, you should send me money. If you send me money, God will bless you. It becomes if A, B, then B, A, and back and forth. Not exactly good logic, but it based on, I've got to keep an audience, the audience has got to keep sending me money.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
A whole theology of money and blessing and being chosen started coming into it. Well, the Republicans have always been a business kind of political force. They've always been into business and into wages and into money and into the structure of that. So this is a marriage made in heaven or hell, as you choose to interpret it. And as that has been more and more married, and you can turn on a you know, any TV show and find it, was at an auction one day and bought 300 videotapes. Just, you know, blank, I was going to use them as blank tapes and record stuff off television. And whoever had them had recorded 300 tapes of six programs each of a television preacher. That's 1,800 hours.
Yeah. Those guys are really out there.
But what happens to the mentality of somebody who watches 1,800 hours and records 1,800 hours to watch it again? I mean, he believes what that man believes.
I don't know. I used to watch those people, but I'd watch them only for entertainment. I mean, I always thought Benny Hinn was one of the funniest things on TV. And then there was also Ernest Angley. Remember
yeah.
him? And Catherine Kuhlman was another one. And all those people, I would watch them on TV, and they would heal people. And
My favorite's Kenneth Copeland.
He was another one.
I can't stand what he says, but I love the way he says it.
Yeah, I mean, all those people can be highly entertaining, but you're right. There are people out there who watch that stuff and believe that it's real.
And what happens is that whole theology of money, that whole theology is if you believe in God, he blesses you and he gives you money. He makes you successful. Just saw an interesting article. I don't know if you ever follow Sojourner's Jim Wallis.
Yeah, I read it on occasion. Yeah. Sure do.
Just had a whole scathing article on this prayer of Jabez, which is very self-serving.
Well, you know, the whole idea of religious broadcasters, that's a money scam.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, and I honestly think most of them are sincere. Most of them believe it. But to continue, they have to then they have to bring their theology around to the money issue. Now, they believe they're doing God's work, but the way you do God's work is you get people to send you money, so you create a theology.
Yeah,
most
of them are not, you know, I mean...
Well, let's say some of them are sincere.
My association of 33 years in this business is 90% of them I smell a rat somewhere or another. And what they're really interested in doing is they're interested in it because it generates good money. It doesn't deliver souls to heaven. John, don't be a stranger, man. Thank you for calling. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, I've missed you guys. Say hi to Bailey for me.
You got it. I will. Okay. See you later, John. 844, 60 minutes away from 9 o'clock. One line open at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for being part of the program this morning.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, around town, we are seeing a busy ride. Crews are clearing this crash on Fiddles Parkway in Belmont. Also have a new one now, Highway 87 at 119 and the Turnpike. Bunching up in both directions, in and out of town, and again, eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, south on I-25, we're running heavy on the north end of town, loaded up from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Have a crash at Colfax adding to the jams. And then further south, if you're off to Colorado Springs, expect numerous accidents from Monument on down. Now, northbounders also seeing a slow go coming out of the tech center. Then further north, have a bunch of crashes and spin-outs. Crews are clearing out of your way between Berthoud and Fort Collins. Northbound 225, watch for a wreck. That's at Mississippi. On to the forecast. It's chilly out there. You want to get bundled up. Highs only in the teens. It's 7 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's super brands at super prices during President's Day Savings Week at Tires Plus. Featuring four tire supersets from Firestone, Yokohama, Continental, and Bridgestone. This is the week for presidential savings. Are you thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
The Al Franken Show.
I have to imagine, don't you think that Cheney and Bush have gone hunting together? Now imagine if Cheney had shot the president.
Can you imagine that?
If he shot Bush like that, I think he's got a temper and he's kind of macho. I think Bush would have gotten up. And then I think they would have gone after each other, blasting each other like in a Tarantino movie.
Al Franken.
Weekday mornings at 10.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
That's possible. These guys, I think, have short fuses.
In America, when a 16-year-old youth dies, the cause is usually alcohol-related. Sometimes teens may feel pressured to drink or to ride in a car with someone who has been drinking. As adults, we should not only talk to our teens about peer pressure and alcohol, but should also set a good example for them to follow. This is how we can make a difference right now in our community. A great message from Alliance Commercial Partners in Lakewood. That's Alliance Commercial Partners taking the time to be involved.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified certified mechanics, too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-900-7127 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-900-7127 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-900-7127.
8:48 past the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you on this cold, cold morning. You know, studies show that children's self-esteem scores increase significantly when pets are kept in the classroom. Children with the lowest self-esteem scores showed the greatest improvement. Now, I don't know about you, but my pets boost my self-esteem. My little dog, Coco, and my dog, Jackson, I should say our dog, Mary and I, our dogs, Coco and Jackson. You know what? You can have the worst day going. I mean, your day can be terrible. I can have the worst radio show on the face of the planet. Get all kinds of hate email. Feel bad. Go home. You know what? In their eyes, I'm number one. And because I'm number one in their eyes, Mary and I treat them like they're number one. And one of the things we do is we feed them Purina. And we've always fed them Purina. See, Purina One dog foods start with real meat, real poultry, real fish. It's their number one ingredient. There are no added filters, artificial colors, or flavors. And we all know that overcooking can destroy essential vitamins. But did you know that undercooking carbohydrates can reduce their digestibility? That's why Purina One carefully monitors the moisture and temperature at each stage of the cooking process. So you know what? You ought to consider trying Purina for your pet. Mary and I have fed our dogs Purina One since they have been puppies. So take the Purina One 30-day challenge today with your pet. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today, and you get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. So pick up the phone. Do it now. 1-888-606-BARK. And just think, no matter how bad of a morning I have here this morning, when I go home, in the eyes of Coco and Jackson, I am the man.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now, in the case of Mary, that's another thing. I'll probably be sleeping on the floor tonight. 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and the Larimer County Democrats are giving you the chance to bid on a seat at my table. Join Mary and I to sit with us at the Larimer County Democrats dinner. That's Saturday, March the 18th. Place your bid now at am760.net. All right, high today, 16. Mostly cloudy. Flurries going on outside now. I believe the last time we checked the temperature, it was somewhere in the area of 7 or 8 degrees. Cold. All right, let's get back on the phones and go to George in Longmont. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, George.
Listen, I've been a long-time listener. I've called a few times in the past. Today, your callers inspired me to call. I was particularly interested in the lady who spoke briefly about critical thinking. Something I think largely lacking in today's America. And that brought me to recall a joke from long ago where some politician was able to win his office by accusing his opponent, and in this case, just for the fun of it, I think I want to accuse George Bush of being a prestidigitator. He's a thespian. and a fornicator. And, you know, the real thing that really becomes concerning, I think, is misanthropic. Rarely does he speak in a real germane way. And I know he's been accused of wearing a cummerbund. Can you believe that?
I don't know how he speaks. I'll tell you something that really gets me, and I don't know, maybe somebody can clue me in on this. Why is it when he talks about tragedy, or why is it when he talks about violence, for instance, something bad happening? Why is it he always has a smile on his face? Does anybody ever notice that, or is that just me?
No, I think I know. His mind and body aren't synchronous.
I don't know, but he does that, and he's also got this kind of I don't know. He shifts his jaw back and forth too. I'm trying to figure out what that's all about. Thanks, I appreciate the call. And does anybody know what that is? Why he smiles when he does that? Does anybody have any idea as to what he's up to there when he's doing that? I really would like to know what the deal is on that. Here's Harry on a cell phone. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Harry.
I'm doing well, thanks. I was wondering if you had seen that news release off of Halliburton's website. Kellogg Brown and Root Division had been awarded a contract to the tune of $385 million from under the auspices of Homeland Security Department to construct internment camps over the course of the next 5 years.
What, in the United States?
That's correct, sir.
Well, when you say internment camps, are you talking about the building of prisons? Is that what you're talking about?
That's correct.
Or when you say internment camps denote the idea of political, detentions and rounding up people without a due process. That's kind of what that speaks to. So I'm just wondering, are you talking about just building private prisons? Building prisons for cities or whatever, or for the federal government?
Well, it's for the federal government, and it's on the news release. I don't have it in front of me. I'm in my car, but I do have it at home, and I do have it also on my computer. But it says that this program is designed for immigration emergencies and or other designated and specified programs.
Well, you know,
sometimes you have to read between the lines.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. You know what? What I'm gonna have to do is I'm gonna have to go to Halliburton's site to check that out check it out for myself. I guess basically, I'm not saying what you're saying is not true, but I want to read it. But it doesn't surprise me. Why would it shock you? I mean, if it's on a federal level, this administration has a long stated habit of giving out grants, money, and engaging in construction practices on things that have to do with their politically influential friends.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Now then, I don't know if it's still on their, I don't know if it's still on the Halliburton website or not, but it was under their news releases. And like I said, I'd be more than happy to fax it to you or email it to you. Because
all right, email it to me.
Okay. This is the type of thing that we've got to look at with a jaundiced eye and look at very closely, disseminate the information, and discuss it. Because, like I said, the way they word their information that they let out to the public, sometimes one has to read between the lines.
Well, we'll have to check it out. But as I said before, I'm not basically not shocked by their behavior. And there's very little talk in this society at all about rehabilitation of people. There's more talk in this society about incarcerating people. And it's a shame because in the end, I mean, look at all the amount of people we have incarcerated in this country. God, we've got a lot of people in jail.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, it's a, and that's a dead end thing. I mean, what are you going to do with all these people except just how? What are you going to warehouse them for the rest of their lives? And
well,
they're going to keep going through the system. You know, they're out, they're in, they're out, they're in, they're out, they're in.
Right. You know, we have to be concerned about whatever their nefarious plans are. One of my biggest worries, though, is that in these new facilities, they're probably not going to have room to for us people on the right to store or stash away our aluminum foil hats.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what they're going to have room for. I don't know about you.
What is your email?
Just go to am760.net.
Okay.
Go to am760.net. All right, Harry, take care, man.
You too, sir.
All right. I was going to say, I mean, I don't plan to see the inside of jail. Of course, you know, you never know. 303-713-7600. Final hour of open phones here. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's anything and everything you want to talk about here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's time to play the OrbitsGames.com sweepstakes for a chance to win free travel. Today's contestant is you. Go to OrbitsGames.com and play the newest beach basketball game, Dunkin' Mascots, for a chance to win the grand prize and $5,000 to buy whatever your heart desires. So log on to OrbitsGames.com today and see how easy it is to win.
No purchase necessary. See official rules at OrbitsGames.com.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can help replenish lost collagen with Hydraderm. Hydraderm's fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-339-1913. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to help restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and more youthful-looking skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-339-1913. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydraderm, call 1-800-339-1913. That's 1-800-339-1913. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-339-1913.
Talk and Air America Radio. AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Incredible, inexcusable what they're saying about an American snowboarder whose exuberant bit of hot-dogging near the end of her run cost the U.S. a sure gold medal at the Winter Olympics. Live to Torino, where CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman has the story.
Well, Chris, gold turned into silver for Lindsay Jacobella. She began to celebrate a bit too soon. She was yards away from crossing the finish line in her race. Here's Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
Lindsay Jacobella had the gold medal in her hand. All she had to do was finish the course. Coming off the final jump, she decided to make a statement, to do something that snowboarders often do, which is to show off and finish with a flourish. And, unfortunately, she missed the move.
Jacobella fell. By the time she recovered, she had been passed. She wins the silver but loses the gold. Live at the Winter Olympics in Torino, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
If you like it hot, Fargo, North Dakota is not the place to be today.
The air temperatures are cold. They're in the minus 20 degree range, and then you add to that some strong winds anywhere from 15, 20 miles per hour. We've had wind chills here in Fargo overnight down to 55 below.
It's a shocker, says KFGO reporter Don Haney, considering the unusually warm weather in January. But winter's in sway now throughout the Plain States, all the way down to central Texas. In Dallas, for example, the temp dropped from 85 yesterday to 35 this morning. Mac users beware. Our technology consultant Larry Maggott tells us a rare virus is attacking the Apple computers.
This isn't a particularly severe virus, but it's very rare for any virus to attack the Macintosh. It's a warning. Windows users aren't the only ones that are vulnerable to malicious code.
If you haven't bought your Powerball tickets for tomorrow night's drawing, you better. The jackpot's up to $365 million, the biggest in North American lottery history. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston is hobnobbing with the Hopers in Greenwich, Connecticut.
It's a long shot.
Here goes.
A 1 in 146 million long shot to win the Powerball lottery.
Lot of money.
But those slim odds aren't stopping millions of Americans from chasing a $365 million dream.
There's word from Hackensack, New Jersey, of the death of renowned Latin jazz percussionist Ray Barreto. He recorded with Tito Puente, Cannonball Adderley, Cal Jader, Dizzy Gillespie, and many others. He won a Grammy in 1989. He was awarded the nation's highest jazz honor, named one of the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Masters just last month, when he also had bypass heart surgery. But he needed more surgery 2 weeks later after an artery burst. Ray Barreto was 76 years old. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials down more than 25 points. NASDAQ Composites off by about 10. This is CBS News.
Why do energy drinks make you crash? I'm Dr. James Bragman, host of Prescription for Health. The answer is large amounts of sugar and caffeine. That's why I recommend 5-Hour Energy. It gives you hours of energy without the crash. 5-Hour Energy contains B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids. Zero sugar and just enough caffeine. So if your energy drink makes you crash, then switch to 5-Hour Energy. Hours of energy now, no crash later.
5-Hour Energy is in the diet section at Walgreens, the pain relief section of CVS and Rite Aid, plus many 7-Eleven and GNC stores.
It's Midnight Madness at CompUSA this Friday. Get awesome deals throughout the store, like the Acer Notebook with AMD Turion 64 mobile technology, complete with DVD-CD combo drive for just under $700. Or get a sweet 17-inch Norwood Micro LCD monitor for just $179.99. Save a bundle this Friday at Midnight Madness from 6 p.m. to midnight. CompUSA, we got it, we get it. All offers after savings and rebates, prices vary in Connecticut, quantities limited, see store for details.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
North along I-25, have a bunch of accidents and spin-outs still in the clearing stages between Berthoud and Fort Collins. Southbound I-25, slows for your drive into downtown. We have a crash at Colfax adding to the jams. And if you're off to Colorado Springs, you want to give yourself plenty of time as we have numerous accidents from Monument on down. Now northbound 225, crews are working to clear a crash at Mississippi, and eastbound I-70, crews at Hidden Valley, that's because of a rolled semi there. Also getting word of a car that hit the wall westbound I-70 at Peoria. And some trouble going on, Longmont bound on the diagonal at Airport Road. Looks like we have some pedestrians involved with that event. For the forecast, cold today, highs only in the teens, we're at 7 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Lease a 2006 Audi A6 3.2 with Quattro all-wheel drive for $519 a month for 36 months with just $3819 due at signing. Tax, title, and dealer fees extra. Visit your Denver area Audi dealer for details or call 1-800-4-AUDI. That's 1-800-F-O-R-AUDI.
See you hoops on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Colorado women's basketball is back on the air Saturday night. Kathy McConnell Miller's Buffaloes take on Missouri in Boulder. This is Tim Smile. Coverage begins Saturday evening at 6:30. Join Carol Callen and me for Colorado versus Missouri. Saturday night at 6:30 right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The proud home of University of Colorado basketball. AM 760, Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7, what is wrong with me? 9:05 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Last final 55 minutes together here on this open phones on Friday. 303-713-7600, two lines open. High today, 16, low tonight to 2. Flurries out there. Although, I can't tell if those are flurries or if, I guess it's stopped now. And it just kind of looks, but it looked like it was like lightly snowing here a few minutes ago. You make out what that is out there? I guess, but it's overcast anyway. It's cloudy. It's the right word. Cloudy? It's just kind of cloudy and it's cold out there. Tomorrow, the high 25 with some flurries and partly sunny skies. And as I look towards the rest of the weekend on Sunday, 34. Monday, it's going to start to warm up. It'll get about 40, and then on Tuesday, about 43. But man, it was cold this morning. No question about it. So keep warm this weekend. And I am so tempted to, like, not do what I'm supposed to do today. And I'm so tempted just to go home and park in front of the fireplace and continue reading this this book I'm reading by Bernard Henri Levy is his name, who's this French I guess you'd call him a philosophy teacher, but also a writer. He's written he wrote a book on Daniel Pearl and some other books. Anyway, he was paid by Atlantic Monthly to come take a look at the United States. And I'm just starting the book. Just starting it. All right, let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going this morning?
Hey, Mark. How are you? Just trying to stay warm.
Good. Hey, just a little bit of historical perspective about the Crusades. And I may be slightly inaccurate, but you know, good enough for a call-in show. The it seems like the Crusades lasted about 300 years, and for some reason the numbers that stick in my head are the Christians only controlled Jerusalem for about 12 years. And when the Christians did finally conquer Jerusalem, they slaughtered everything that walked or crawled. And when Saladin came in and kicked them out, when he won, he said, okay, you guys want to come in and visit the holy sites? Go ahead. You know, completely different treatment.
What, then what's going on now?
Well, then the way the Christians treated the Muslims after they conquered Jerusalem.
Right, okay.
And the historic, one of your earlier callers a couple hours ago asked why the Muslims hated the Christians. Well, they're still pissed off about the slaughter of Jerusalem.
Well, I think they're mad about that, but I also think they're mad about a lot of things. I mean, you know, we have a tendency in this country to dismiss the blowback, the reaction to our past foreign policy mistakes and our part of being a colonial, being in the, you know, a part of colonialism and a part of manipulating governments. I mean, after all, if you go look at Iran, for instance, which is now a big troubled spot, they had a duly elected government, the Mossadegh government, back in the 50s, and the CIA overthrew that government.
Exactly.
And installed the Shah.
Norman Schwarzkopf's father trained the Savak Secret Service, secret police for the Shah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're angry about that stuff, and do you blame them?
Not at all.
But
not
I think the difference is, with this, is that they can be angry about it, and that we've got to have some degree of understanding about it, but there's got to be some way to sit down and to work all this stuff out, and by saber-rattling is not going to get it done. I mean, it's not going to get it done by threatening, you know, the government of Iran. It's not going to get it by threatening any of these people. We have to work out a fair and equitable foreign policy when it comes to the Middle East. I mean, that's just a fact.
Exactly. We have to be mindful of the past history and go on and do our best.
Yep, I agree. Hey, Mark, thank you, man.
You bet. Take it easy.
Stay warm. You know, you got the whole Israeli wall of separation issue going on. You've got, occupied lands after 67. I brought this up before on the air here, and we had a big brouhaha about it, and I had a bunch of people, send me pointed emails about it, but it's true. I mean, regardless of where you come down on the Israeli-Palestinian issue, you want to get any peace in the Middle East, we're going to have to somehow see to it that gets worked out, and that there are so many fundamental issues that are going on there that not only reach back, a gazillion years, but also, not that long ago, 15, 60, and 60 years ago. And I think we would be angry, too, about some of this stuff. Let's go to Grant in Chicago. Grant, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, hey, Jay, I'm glad to say Chicago is now finally warmer than Boulder. Mark that day.
Well, at least today. But, we'll catch you guys on the weekend.
Well, at least, now when's the time to come vacation back at your alma mater here. The right-wingers are still waiting for you to join them and give them something to get angry about.
Oh, geez, I don't ever want to go back there again. I mean, not the city. I love the city. It's a great place. But, I'm originally from the West, but I never want to get back into that radio station again and have to undergo that intellectual browbeating every day and squelching and have to go through all of that and to be, so depressed that you just go along to get along. I never want to go back and do that ever again.
Actually, I would even say it's even gotten worse. Now, on some of the shows, they actually try to give it much more of a ratio of conservative to right-wing callers than anybody who might be concerned to have an opposing viewpoint. Because I even tried that a few times where I thought, okay, I'm just going to do a right-wing viewpoint. Wham, got in right away. Do the opposite. Oh, sir, we don't have enough time. But I called at the beginning of the hour.
Oh, really?
Sorry, sir.
Oh, really? They're screening. This is my old radio station. This guy's talking about WLS where I worked. Although they're screening people out there now. Like if you call up and you say, hey, I disagree with the host and I'm You know, I'm liberal or I'm on the left. They won't let you on the radio station?
Well, they do two things. They put you on hold, or the screener themselves gets into an argument with you. I even did this with Intelligent Design, and the guy was saying, "So you're saying we all come from monkeys, huh?" And I said, "Well, you know, we can say we come from monkeys."
What show were you calling?
Oh, I was calling them. There's a show called The Deborah Rowe Show that's on the evening.
Oh, that's that guy. Yeah, the producer of that show is Jeff Hackle, my old producer.
That's right. But I didn't think, hey, why
are we
doing an argument with this guy?
You know what you
do?
Call him up tonight and tell him you talk to me and tell him I said to let you on.
Okay, I will do that. You still got muscle there. Huh?
Just tell him, or he and she say, hey, you and Deborah Rowe are intellectual chickens. How about that?
I think I'd probably want to say that on the air after I get by the screener and telling him what he wants to hear.
and
avoiding the 7-second delay.
That's not kosher.
No, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
All right, we're having an inside the baseball conversation here. What else is on your mind?
But back in Boulder, here's the thing. I think, you know, when we're talking about in terms of what we can tolerate, what we can understand in CME and the Mayans is, I think the problem we'll always get in terms of somebody with the attitude or a group with the attitude that my religion trumps all other religions and should be treated as the superior religion everywhere else. I mean, of course, we do see that with a majority Christian population, especially where fundamentalist Christians in this country can get away with a lot more, including with the law. We see that. But perhaps we do see that just as much or an even more extreme level in terms of what impact Islam has on a culture and is the law. And when we see that, it becomes just the magnitude of intolerance for what we see as a simple cartoon, which even I look at, and I look at it, okay, you know, if somebody wants to interpret this racist, it's fine, but it could also be somebody's comment on how the religion has been hijacked by extremists who consider killing other people as something that they can receive physical material pleasure in the afterlife for.
You know, if I remember correctly, this is not the first time historically, though, that this has happened, that somebody's gotten in trouble like this. I mean, remember George Gross did that. And it's not widely produced, so you got to look around to find it. But he did the little cartoon, the little painting or drawing or whatever it is, of Christ in a gas mask. And he did it to protest the Holocaust that was going on during World War II. And he got jailed. The Nazis jailed him for it.
There's a lot of cases. I mean, if you even want to look in America, there was a guy named Mike Diana who did a script. That was,
yes,
you remember?
Yes, I have. I have one of his original signed cartoons. And Mike Diana, you know, I'd forgotten all about that. Mike Diana is from St. Petersburg, Florida, and when I worked at WFLA, man, we took up his cause, and he gave me a signed original, and I still have it.
It's amazing that you think that, okay, we think we're better in this country. No, and I have to say, unfortunately, on a lot of college campuses, including Boulder, the level of intolerance over a cartoon, over what somebody puts on pen and ink and their ideas, thinking that that must somehow make them criminal. And we're not that different as we'd like to think, including Christians with the idea of, okay, if you do something against Jesus, you know, even if it looks aesthetically pleasing before you realize it was in somebody's urine, then now all of a sudden the idea of it becomes horrible. I think it's what we're trained to think a lot in this country, that we're not as different as we would like to think. But I will say this, is that Muslim supremacy is a problem. It is a problem when it comes into campuses, and I can say when Muslim supremacists join with the far left and thinking, okay, our major goal is let's subvert the U.S., whatever problems we have, for the greater goal of let's get power for ourselves. That itself is a problem.
Well, I think when anybody does that, that turns out, you know, predominantly to be a problem. And religion is like anything else; it can be extremely misused. It can be used to free people, as Martin Luther King Jr. demonstrated, Mahatma Gandhi demonstrated. I mean, a lot of people have demonstrated, but can also be used as an oppressive agent too, which a lot of people have demonstrated in the past. So it's like anything else. I mean, it can be, it can be very, very good, but it can also turn around and it can also be very, very bad. Hey, Grant, tell Jeff Hackle, who produces the Deborah Rowe Show, tell him my heart goes out to him. I'm glad I'm not there.
I'm going to tell him that Jay Marvin's my boy. Get me on the air.
You got it, man. See you later. All right. That's a discussion about my old... I still have people who still email me, listen by internet, and occasionally will call up here, who remember me from Chicago. And then I'll get even more emails, and I'll get even more people listening when I do things like what I'm going to do in 2 weeks and sit in for Ed Schultz. Or when I sit in for Jerry Springer. That show is also carried in Chicago. People, you know, they just haven't forgotten me. And it blows my mind because, as I've said on this show so many times, I mean, working there the last 3 years that I was there was so miserable. It really was. I am so lucky to be here. I am so free. I'm lucky with all the stuff I pulled off in my career. I'm even lucky to be working. Thank you so much for being here. I'm lucky to have you here, too. 917.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she's already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try it before they buy it?
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You literally get to try it before you buy it. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1454. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915. Or click on the banner in the player now. Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Zero. That's 1-800-900-0140.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in America. The majority of heart attacks occur in the home, and those most affected don't even make it to the hospital. People can save lives. CPR training courses take only 20 minutes. This is from Love and Care Services, providing the best and friendly professional in-home care. For information about Love and Care Services in Denver, call 303-504-0313. That's 504-0313.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, nice. Derek and the Dominoes. Well, Eric Clapton. 921, 21 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Hi, it's Friday morning. Hi, it's 16 today. Mostly cloudy, flurries, although it just looks like it's cloudy out there. A low tonight is going to be minus 2. One line open at 303-713-7600. And don't forget AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Larimer County Democrats are giving you a chance to bid on a seat to sit with Mary and I at the Larimer County Democratic Dinner coming up Saturday, March the 18th. So place your bid now on am760.net. And it's for a good cause. Raise money for Democrats. And we'll hang out together. Well, it's a good cause. I'm not sure. Maybe you don't want to hang out with us. Well, you want to hang out with Mary, but probably not with me, right? Okay. All right, let's get back on the phones here, 303 713-70-600, and we go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning again, Jay.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Say, listen, I'm not surprised that people still stay in touch with you from Chicago. I mean, you just you leave a certain kind of impression on people, you know?
Yeah, usually not a good one.
it's usually a good one. Say, did you see what Feingold had to say about the Patriot Act yesterday's paper? You probably heard about that.
Yes,
huh?
God bless him, man. He's hanging in there. He's the only guy who is standing up against that damn thing.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. See, that's the kind of person I want to see. I'd vote for a person like that any day of the week.
Well, he's going to run. He's going to run for president.
Well, I'll work for that guy. I'll work my butt off for that guy because he's fantastic.
Well, yeah. Me and you both.
That's what this country needs.
I agree, man. I hope he runs. He says he's going to run. I hope he runs. I hope he does it. Man, I am behind him 100,000%. You are, too. I think he would be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And he's got guts, too.
Yeah, he does. Like he talks about the Patriot Act and what a sham it is, you know.
He's the only senator to vote against it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, how can you, you know, he's just got great ideas. And when I've seen him, like, on this week on ABC with George Stephanopoulos, when I've seen him on those shows, I mean, he just really makes a lot of sense. Boy, I hope he declares. I hope he goes for it. The rumor is he's going to. I certainly hope he does.
Yeah, I do, too. I hope the Democratic Party backs him, you know, 100%.
Well, he'll get in the primaries, and we'll see what'll happen.
Yeah. Well, did you see this other thing about how Rice wants to ask for $75 million to promote democracy in Iran?
Yeah, which is tantamount to propaganda.
I know. It's like, we don't have that money. It's like, you know, if the people of Iran want democracy, let them fight for it. You know, this just, it's so upsetting to me, this waste of money and waste of lives. I'm so sick of it.
Well, yeah. I think there are people there who want democracy, who want more freedom. I'm just sure that the money that she wants, you know, to set aside for this, I'm just not sure that it's a workable solution, and I'm not just not sure that it's not going to be like another pork barrel, you know, payoff project. And I'd be interested to see how she plans to spend the money.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, because you know, it's still a billion bucks a month to Iraq, and
oh yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. And George Bush is asking for more money.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Iraq. All right, Paul. Take care, brother.
Hey, your dog. Like you said, your dog knows you're the best, man.
I love you too, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See ya.
All right. Now, there's a guy I've gone rounds with on numerous times, but you know what? I love him. I respect him. He and I are both for Feingold. Feingold rocks. Let's go to Chaplain Mary Murphy, who's on the line here. If I can get the right button. Chaplain, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You know the book that you're reading, Traveling America in the Footsteps of de Tocqueville?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so profound because this is the first time that I've seen anyone bring out his quote is, neo-evangelical megachurches that are the ultimate and most Machiavellian laboratories of the enemy. We've got to identify this. Here's a man from France telling us what
yeah.
we need to hear.
I just, you know, don't give me too much. Don't give away too much because I'm like 16 pages into the book.
See if there isn't some way we could bring him here. I've been trying to find his email and can't find his email.
Yeah, I've looked for it too and can't find it. And I've got a couple of, I'm going to tell you a story about him. I've got a couple of his books, and Mary and I saw him once, but I didn't have the guts to go up and say anything to him. He's married to a woman who's a movie star in France, and they were in the Café de Fleur on the Left Bank, and Mary and I were there. We had gone to Paris in some discount ticket thing, and I recognized him from this earlier book, and I looked over, and I looked back, and I said to Mary, you know who that is? And everybody in the room was looking at him, and I said, this is who it is. And I just couldn't, it was one of those things, man, where I couldn't get up to go over there and stumble up and go, hi, I'm Jay Marvin, and I'm from, you know, the United States, and I read your first, one of your first books, and I really like you a lot. He's also got a good book out on Daniel Pearl.
Oh, good.
On the murder of Daniel Pearl. You got to check that out.
Oh, Jay, you know what it means to turn on the radio and hear this kind of systemic needs and keep coming back. We need you, Jay.
Oh, you're very, very
bless
kind.
You, dear.
Oh, you know what? I need all the prayers I can get.
Well, we've got them for you, and we love you. Thank you, Jay.
All right, pray that I can control my anger. I love you, too.
Thank you, darling.
Okay. Yeah, get his book. This guy's, and he's flashy, too, and fabulous. Bernard Henri Levy is his name. And I, you know, I have no idea how this book's going to turn out. I just started it, so I don't know. So we'll have to see. Here's Ann in Longmont. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hi, Ann.
Hey, I'm glad to hear your anger. Sometimes you, you need to get down on those fundamentalists. They really have bothered me all my life. But listen, I have a really cute little story I want to tell you. My husband was from Egypt, and I'm not married, divorced since like 77 or something like
mm-hmm.
that. Anyway, we went to Disneyland, and you know, people talk about, you know, Muslim being whatever.
Right.
We went to Disney. My husband loved Disneyland, and like it, you know, they had those merry-go-rounds with the horses on them. I see my brother laugh, and my brother had not laughed for years when he jumped on the back of one of the horses on the merry-go-round. And the thing I'm trying to point out is that, you know, fundamentalism, this ruined our country.
Well, you know, a lot of these Islamic extremists, I mean, they don't hate us for our culture, which is what, or our way of life, which is what the administration tries to pan off as being
exactly.
the reason. They want us to get out of their area. They want us out of their area, and they would like us to drop our support of Israel, but they don't hate us because... they hate our freedoms. I mean, Bush keeps saying that over and over again, and
yeah,
it isn't true. And if you read Imperial Hubris, Michael Schreuer's book, and we've had Schreuer on here numerous times, I mean, he'll point that out to you.
Exactly. Yeah, and I just wanted to point that out for, you know, a cartoon. And I wondered what happened to that, the cartoon for, what's his name, Bumsfelder.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name.
Rumsfeld. Yeah, did you see that cartoon or hear
no.
about that? Well, I think this cartoon business came out right after that Rumsfeld cartoon came out, and they wanted to cover that up because Rumsfeld was so mad because of the cartoon about him. But, you know, it's like if they were invading our country, we'd be pissed off, too.
Well, you know what? We would be angry. And as far as Donald Rumsfeld goes, Donald Rumsfeld should be fired. Ann, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Yeah, Rumsfeld should be let go. But, you know, all these people in this administration are incompetent, keep hanging on to their jobs. God, I'd like to find a radio station like that. Do you think I can find a radio station where I could, you know, where I could get a job at a radio station like that or a business like that where even if you're an incompetent idiot, you can still keep your job? One line open at 3.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
Midtown on Business, found the bar through the site. Wow, never seen anything like it. You have to check out the specials for yourself. Best sports bar in Denver, period. Hot waitresses, too.
Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period. This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet, so to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to maxnights.com and tell them where you want to go. Maxnights.com.
A boat, RV, and sports show 19th. Boats, RVs, and power sports. $6 for adults and free parking at the Larimer County Fairgrounds Arena just past Highway 34 and I-25. Exit 259 and look for the signs.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Parents, child disappearances are often friendly encounters that leave little or no evidence behind. It's important to have your child fingerprinted and to take a close-up photograph each year, four times a year for children under two. For more tips on keeping kids safe, call 888-RUN-YELL. This is from Marketing Etc., an award-winning integrated branding and marketing specialist with an emphasis on electronic communication. Call 460-8900. Log on to marketingetc.com.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-0140. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-0140. That's 1-800-900-0140.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With a little help from my friends. 9:33, 27 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 16, mostly cloudy, flurries, cold, 8 degrees out there. By the way, speaking of degrees and temperature, call the Bush administration and ask them why it is that glaciers are melting at a fast, rapid rate in Antarctica when the Bush administration maintains there's no such thing as global warming. Check that story out on the Internet. Google that one for a nice, pleasant unsurprise. Here's Josh in Denver. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Well, let's see. There we go, Josh. I got you now. Go ahead.
How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, I just want to make a quick comment. In the last State of the Union address, I noticed that Bush is getting a little better at his speeches there.
You think so? You think he's getting better?
I think he's getting a little better, although in the spirit of the Olympics, I think he might be using performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, we don't know that. But what does that deal with that jaw shifting of his?
Well, I wanted to bring that up. I think anybody that's been around it knows that that's a classic trait of cocaine use. And I think he might be back on the white stuff there.
Oh, you know what? I'm not so sure about that. He just has those tics and habits, I guess, and maybe that's just one of them. But he does that. And the other thing that I ask about, which nobody answered, is why is it when it comes to tragic events and violence, he always smiles?
Yeah, that could be the nervousness, little nervous energy there.
You know, I'd really like to know what that's about.
Oh, thanks, Jay. You're doing a great job.
All right, Josh. Thanks. Anybody know what that's about, why he smiles like that? Whenever he talks about violence or bad situations, he gets that smirk on his face? 303-713-7600, a couple of lines open, and we go to Pierre in Hartsel. Pierre, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pierre. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Anyway, I wanted to call about the FISA thing. I was so irritated when I heard that they were not going to, you know, investigate it, really.
Well, they're not going to now, anyway, but as long as the Republicans remain in control. Pat Roberts claims he's cut that deal.
I mean, this is just such corruption. I just can't believe it. So, of course, this weekend I'm going to spend time emailing all of them and telling them how I just can't believe, you know, he's admitted to doing wrong here, and yet they don't want to do anything about it. So we have the FISA thing, well, what is it now, the Terrorist Surveillance Act.
Right.
And we have the Patriot Act. And, I mean, how many more things do they need to spy on us with?
You know, I don't know. But the actions of the House of Representatives and the actions of the Senate Intelligence Committee Pat Roberts, that whole thing, you're right, it is a scandal, it is a sham. I urge everybody to read the editorial today in the New York Times about it. I mean, it's really true that it is wrong, and it shows that this Republican majority that is in control of Congress is morally bankrupt.
Oh, I'll say. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, so far they haven't done anything competently. It's like he's a king now because they just let him get away with everything. Yet this is a king that supposedly they don't believe in government, right? So, of course, they're so inept at everything. So it's like, well, do we really need a king anymore? Maybe if they're going to send it down to the states for doing everything, then, you know, what do we need a president for?
Well, I don't know. I'm just miffed by it. I'm miffed by the fact that there's got to be Republicans out there who, in their hearts and soul, they know that this stuff is wrong. They know that you got to have oversight of the executive branch. And why they're remaining silent, I have no clue.
Well, I guess the blackmail must be really good, because I'll tell you.
I mean, let me amend that by saying, and be fair, that there are some that are speaking out, like Chuck Hagel and a few others, but the majority of them are just being quiet.
That's right, and they still all vote the same way, you know. I mean, Bush has become the Gotti of the presidency. He's the Teflon Don. Nothing sticks to this guy, you know. And I'm with you. Feingold is my man, you know. He's the only one that comes out, and he's... You know, I just love watching him. He's so clear-spoken, and, you know, he has passion, and he's right on about everything, and I hope that he can get the, you know, vote, but I don't know, you know.
All we can do is push for it.
That's right. So,
All right,
you have a good one, Jay.
Oh, you have a great weekend.
And I suggest everyone, you know, write to their Congress and senators. You know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what? Bombard Pat Roberts of Kansas. Bombard his email.
Oh, he's just... nauseating.
Yeah, he is nauseating. I agree. Thanks, Pierre.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Brad in Thornton. Brad, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Hi, Brad, how are you?
You know, I'd like to know if this Pat Roberts and the other Republican wimps on that Intelligence Committee, if they're up for re-election this year. Because, you know, we were warned about this a couple weeks ago, that Karl Rove was summoned to the Intelligence Committee to basically blackmail those guys.
Yeah, there was that whole thing, if you don't support the president, you're not going to get the president's support. And the pundits made jokes about it, saying, well, listen, the guy's at 39%. Who needs his support? I don't know if Roberts is up for re-election or not. I mean, you know, I think you bring up a good point, and we should check on it. I don't know who, though, in Kansas would, you know, be able to beat him or would be able to run against him, but it seems to me somebody should at least get out there and give it a try.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, we can't be calling these guys Republicans anymore. They're either Republic cowards or Republicans.
The thing that gets me, which I've been talking about all morning, is, I mean, even if you go look at Watergate, there were Republicans who came forward and thought what Nixon did was wrong and that Nixon should be investigated. I mean, these guys, I mean, there are a few Republicans who do object to what's going on. Chuck Hagel, who's going to run for the presidency of the United States. Hagel is one of them. McCain is another one at times. But, you know, for the most part, the majority of Republicans and the majority of the Republicans on the Intelligence Committee, I mean, what do they have to say about this? When it's so clear, right, that Bush broke and ignored the FISA law. I mean,
well,
what does it take?
You see, the other thing is, when these Republicans take their oath of office, they pledge that they will defend and support the Constitution. Well, it's obvious that Bush has violated the Constitution and should be tried for treason, but in their duplicity with this whole thing, they come... co-defendants in this whole thing, and they should be tried for treason.
Well, there are a couple of Republicans who have spoken out about this. As I said, Chuck Hagel is one. Orrin Hatch of Utah is another one. And in the House, Heather Wilson, a Republican from New Mexico, has spoken out against it. But the majority of the Republicans have been quiet.
Well, they have no right to be in office anymore because they have violated the oath of office that they took when they were elected. And our own Senator Allard, the same way. He should be tried for treason as well.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe he should, you know, hopefully come 08 he'll lose his seat, but I don't know about being tried for treason. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Have a good weekend. Yeah, that's pretty strong, but Udall's going to run against him in 08. I'm definitely going to support Udall, 100%. He's a good man. All right, let's go to, where are we here? There's all these great calls. Let's go to Robbie in Aurora. Robbie, you're on AM 760. Oh, I can't get one. I can never get one to work. Robbie, hi, you're on. Go.
Mike Rosen spent his whole column in today's paper attacking my letter to the editor last weekend about the liberal media.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't. You know, I got to plead ignorance on this because I haven't read Rosen's column. What was the problem?
Well, I wrote a letter to the editor it was published last weekend, refuting another conservative saying that the media is liberal.
Right.
Now he's attacking me, and he's laced his column with quotes from my letter, which is nice. I feel like a celebrity now.
Did he name you by name?
No, he can't do that. He said the liberal letter writer.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't care if he did. But at any rate, my problem is that I can't write another letter to the editor at Rocky Mountain News for another 90 days because, you know, that's their rule over there. So I need some help, some people out there to answer Mike Rosen's ridiculous column. And once again, it's just his definitions or anything that matter. And the gist of his article is that...
What is the gist of his column? How does he claim that the media is liberal?
The gist of his column is that the midpoint of American public opinion in 2006 is probably slightly right of center, okay? Now, he says that he doesn't call it mainstream media. He says that it's a misnomer that it should be called dominant liberal establishment media. But my point is...
Oh, yeah, but wait a minute. What's his proof about that?
Well, his proof is that he says that the midpoint of American public opinion in 2006 is probably slightly right of center, and because George W. Bush won all those red states and
that's not a proof that there's not a that the media is not that the media is liberal. I mean, proof that the media is liberal is with facts and statistics, and we've got a whole organization, and we've got a whole media monitoring organization called Media Matters for America, which is dedicated to proving that the media is biased and that they're biased in a corporate right wing point of view.
I agree totally, and he doesn't bring any of that up. All of his stuff is just subjective. But I would like to submit just three things to counteract him saying that he thinks the midpoint of American public opinion is center right. Okay, now according to a poll recently published that Molly Ivins wrote about, 86% of the people in this country support minimum wage increase. 66% want reduction of deficit by reducing Pentagon spending, and 65% support a single-payer health system. Now, how is that right of center?
Well, see, I don't think it is.
Of course that's not right of center.
But you know...
So he's wrong right there.
Well, you know what you can always do, though? I know this is not going to sound good. You're not going to like this, but I bet you can do this. You can go to KOA's website and send him an email.
Well, that's what I'll do. I won't call the guy because I've called him before, and as soon as I get the upper hand in a debate,
he does probably what a lot of us do. I mean, I have a tendency too sometimes to get, whether it's upper hand or not, to get irritated. But the thing is, sit down and just send him an email, and he may answer you, and he may not answer you. I don't know. I can't speak for him. I don't answer all my email. I certainly try to, but sometimes I can't get around to it. But just give it a shot, and. You know, see what he says. I mean, you know,
what about some of your listeners that are listening right now? Because I like.
Well, but that's not the. You know what? But that's not the duty of the show. I mean, I'm not going to start recruiting people to write to the Denver Post on your behalf. I mean, that's not what this is about.
It's not the Post; it's the news.
Or the news. I can't do that, man.
Okay,
that's not what it's about.
Fine.
All right.
Fine.
Thanks, Robbie.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. I mean, I know I may be disappointed, but that's not what we're about here. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. I always plug Media Matters. They're on every Tuesday on the show. If you haven't checked out their website, go to mediamatters.org, and they'll definitely dispel this whole idea that the media in this country is liberal, because it's anything but. And all you got to do is just sit down, and I'm not even counting Fox, which is a house organ of the Republican Party, but just sit down and watch CNN. Sit down and watch MSNBC. You know, with the exception of Keith Olbermann, there ain't much on the left.
Hey, guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
And you can see their business philosophy, plus pre-qualify for a car loan if you so desire. And at Rocky's Autos, they got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. They've been in business almost 25 years now. Been around, been family-owned and operated since 1982. Convenient hours, too. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. So they're open right now, as a matter of fact. But, of course, if you don't want to go out there, you can always look at the inventory and then get in touch with them later about something you might want to buy. And simply by going to RockiesAutos.com. And don't forget, every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. But the big thing is if you want to get a car, you want to get a good bang for your buck, and you want to be treated right and deal with good people, get to Rocky's Autos. See my friends out there, Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, Spanky, any of the people out there who are just worth dealing with, because they're all there to make sure, you know what, they're all there to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. Over 100 employees dedicated to you. Rocky's Autos. I'll see you out there today, conveniently located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I understand people don't like cleaning gutters. I understand that they don't want leaves and debris in their gutters. I even understand there's more than one product that can keep your gutters clean. But I don't understand why anyone would simply cover up old gutters. For the same price, get LeafGuard, an entirely new gutter system. Call LeafGuard of Colorado today, 303-289-1409. LeafGuard, 303-289-1409.
For radio listeners only, mention this ad and save $300 on your complete LeafGuard system.
Uranium from Africa? Not. A female CIA agent. Exposed. Lied into the Iraq war. Ambassador Joe Wilson tells all in Larimer County on March 18th. Go to LarimerDems.org for details. That's LarimerDems.org.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, nothing like rolling out little stones, man, when it's cold outside. 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 16. Mostly cloudy. Flurries. I don't know if I got any flurries out there now, but it is cold, about 8 degrees. And the low tonight is supposed to be 2 below. Going to be a good time about 2 o'clock in the morning to run naked down your street. Right? And then end up in the lock. Okay, anyway. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's get back to the phones. Kate in Boulder. Kate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, thanks for your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you so much. You know, I want to talk about choice this morning.
Sure.
You know, I guess I'm getting to the point as a woman and as the mother of two girls that I'm tired of the Democrats being what I perceive to be apologists to the right on this issue. And it seems to me that any time we qualify the issue of abortion by saying it should be rare, it should be a decision a woman makes with her family or with her doctor, it's keeping the debate alive. What I really believe is that a woman should be able to exercise her reproductive freedom without apology, without discussion. And this is America. We have rights. We have inalienable rights. We have freedoms to exercise our rights. And any time we have those rights, there's going to be what we perceive to be abuses of those rights. And, you know, the Ku Klux Klan organizing on Martin Luther King Day comes to mind, for example.
Right.
So I guess what I, especially, and, you know, at the risk of angering you maybe a little bit, especially when these kind of apologies come from men, it bothers me a lot.
Well, you know, I don't think you should worry about angering me. So what if I get angry? A big deal. I mean, we don't live together, and I'm not your next-door neighbor.
No, and, I'd just rather have a conversation than a conflict, is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, but that's inevitable, but that's going to happen. But I agree with everything you've said except one thing. And that one thing is this. I think that a woman's right to privacy transcends gender. I think it's important. I think it's something that needs to be discussed because I think the medical records and the what goes on medically and the medical decisions that are made either by a woman or her family or regarding her family, that should be protected by the utmost privacy and that we should be very, very careful as to how much leeway the government has in getting involved in that. And we need to continue to talk about it. Why? Because we are living now under an administration that has shown time after time that they have no respect for people's individual privacy.
Absolutely, Jay. The feeling comes over me that I'm being patronized when I hear these conversations.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm patronizing. I don't try to be patronizing. I mean, I'm trying to tell you the honest to God truth. I don't want the government looking into Mary's life. I don't want the government looking into my life without probable cause, oath, or affirmation. And our medical records should be private unless they can prove otherwise that they can go get a warrant.
I agree. I just want us all to be honest about that. You know, really, this happens more to women
and yeah, it does.
To children than it does to white men in this country. And I'm acutely aware of this week with my kids dealing with keeping them out of CSAPs and, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance in the classroom. These issues are all over the place. And someone earlier talked about critical thinking, and I just think that the pressure is on to step in line. And I just really encourage my kids to be critical thinkers, to think for themselves.
Well, let me ask you a question, which is none of my business, and you can just tell me to forget it if you don't want to answer it. Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 40.
Okay, so I'm only like 10 years older than you. Well, actually, I'm 13 years older. You know, the pressure to get in line has never been off. It's always been on.
I guess maybe I'm just feeling it more since I've become a mother, in dealing with institutions like public schools.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably very, very true.
It's pretty interesting, and I definitely feel since President Bush has come into office, an extreme push to shut up and get in line, and it's incredibly hard to deal with when with that external pressure of that dissent seems to be disappearing in our society, and I'm someone who just cannot be told what to do.
Well,
I've got to be able to think for myself.
Yeah, I can't either, so I identify with that. But let me ask you a critical question here. Do you think the whole subject of abortion, do you think that should only be discussed by females?
No, what I think is that, Jay, you know, I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I would say the most refreshing thing I've ever heard a man say about abortion is in the presidential debates when Ross Perot said, I believe in a woman's right to choose, end of discussion. And I was very refreshed by that, I must tell you. And that's a long time ago, but
yeah, and I can understand that, and I would have the same feeling. The only thing I have to say, the only caveat to that is I got to tell you again is that I just feel like in this day and age, people's right to privacy and that critical right to privacy is under challenge more and more, and that if we don't stand up and defend that, and a woman's right to privacy and a family's right to privacy, that we're going to lose it. I mean, because the Fourth Amendment and we're being attacked here. I really believe that.
And I just want to I just want to finish by saying, and I appreciate your show so much, but I just really want to finish by saying that a woman's right to privacy is not a family's right to privacy, and it's not a couple's right to privacy. It's a woman's right to privacy, and we need in this country to be comfortable with individuals making these decisions.
Well, I have no problem with what you're saying. I have no problem with what you're saying at all. The only thing I would counter back to say would be this, that to me, the sacred right to privacy and the right where the government should not be able to have unfair intrusion into your medical records or your private medical decisions, mm-hmm. to me, that transcends gender. But I understand what you're saying.
Yes, and I do too, and I think that we'd all be better off if we could all see how we are connected and support each other in that way.
Which is what a lot of us men are just trying to do. Hey, I'm glad you called.
Thanks,
stay warm,
Jay.
And call me again.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Today's Friday. All right, back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend, and please, by all means, stay warm out there.
Well, it's time to buy a house, and when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find...